Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Die Party Omen, week number fucking 21. God damn, we're old people now. We can legally drink in America at 21 years of age.
I'm drinking right now.
Oh my god, you are. Me too. It's cool.
Really? Only week 21? I really thought Omen has been going for like ever.
Yeah, I mean, it has been, but like, you know, I want to blame Sheepdog for most of it.
Wait, what now?
Exactly.
Most of the absences of the show?
No, I mean, most of the absences have come over the past couple of weeks, actually, when we're trying to sort out Floof booty busting out of here. You know, he's gone.
He's dead.
Yeah, we killed him.
Nobody leaves Die Party.
He brought out of the sunset, into the sunset on his slug or whatever.
He did, yeah, so he's dead to us, yeah. So yeah, hey guys.
No, I mean, we killed Floof. Nobody leaves Die Party.
Oh yeah.
You don't put the knife in our back. We put the knife in your front and then eat your heart.
Yeah,
Drimbo lives on. In fact, he's a playable character in my upcoming. Anyway, hey guys, welcome back. Let's introduce everyone who's playing today.
Oh, boy.
In the black space, the void of nothingness, because, you know, men can't afford £30 to buy a fucking webcam. Mr. Sheepdog Gaming, what up, sir?
I'm in character. This is Grant's art.
You know what? I'm gonna find that gif.
He's in the shadows.
I'm gonna find that gif of Homer Simpson coming out of the fucking bushes.
The of the bushes, yeah. I love that.
That's awesome. So how you doing, man? What have you been up to?
I am pretty good. I've been playing games. I've been, Lawbreakers came out. I've been hitting that pretty hard.
Oh god, every time I see that game, I'm like, yeah, that looks like the same fucking game it looked like when I saw it the first time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, you know, if it's the type of thing you might enjoy.
Look, I really, really liked, Unreal Tournament 2014, but you know, that's about as far as it goes for me. So
people basically compare it to Unreal Tournament and Tribes.
Ooh, Tribes? Really? No. Yeah. If it was Tribes, I would like it, but I don't.
Well, it's not Tribes, but that's what people compare it to, you know. I've also been playing Serial Cleaner.
Wait, is that the same as Viscera Cleanup Detail?
Nah. Serial Cleaner is like a kind of, I guess, and it's not really isometric, but it's like a top-down view, and you have to go to murder scenes and clean up and like avoid the police. It's a little puzzle game type thing. It's kind of fun.
Oh.
I played The Shrouded Isle.
Yeah, how is that? That's the type of game that Graham would probably be interested in.
It is aggravating right up until you beat it, and then you're done.
I heard it's like, it's basically like Werewolf, but like, not
single player.
Yeah, that's how I've heard it described to me. And
yeah, it's like an interesting idea, and I'd love to see a game like that with some variety and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exactly the same every single time. So once you've beaten it, there's no reason to carry on. So like, it's a bit expensive for what it is, to be honest, but it's kind of cool. And what else? There's one more. Oh yeah, the Norse faction came out for Total War, so I've been playing that.
Oh sweet, nice. Well, I added your GIF. It's fucking perfect. So
there's also the reverse loop.
I think this is the reverse loop, to be honest with you. I think he comes out of the bushes in the show.
Yeah, he nobody comes out of the bushes.
Yeah. So, you know, perfect. Well, let's go over to the next player who is playing the iMum. Howdy, Wreckage. How you doing? Good to have you here for the last couple of episodes. International Man of Mystery.
You're an idiot. Hi, I'm Dr. Wreckage. I do jamming here. And then they were like, "Well, we're gonna have like, originally it was gonna be three episodes. We're gonna have three episodes of that Floof. That's gonna be like weird and awkward. We're not really sure what we can do." And I was like, "Hey, Graham," or Graham was like, "Hey, Wreckage." I forget the order of operations. The point is, I'm guest starring on Graham's show, just as Graham has guest starred on mine, and any time that that happens, player characters die. So let's see if we can drive the ship into the sun, like I wanted to do in Void Barons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, great, perfect. The only acceptable answer for who you're playing right now is, like, Grant's actual father, not some weird father figure that he thinks he has, but his actual, like, lazy father who also has a murderous streak. Either that or, like...
He doesn't have a murderous streak.
I mean, he does, kind of. Anyway.
He murders people when it's appropriate.
Lord Spootly, the man who tamed multiple dragons... And then a Dothraki king. What up, sir? How you doing?
What's happening? He put his baby inside of me.
Can we stop?
Oh, you know what's actually kind of cool about Game of Thrones? They are going to have a showing of the final episode of Game of Thrones in the cinemas here in Poland. So
I think they're doing that here as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to that because that sounds like a good fucking time.
It'll be in Polish, though.
No. I don't ever.
Polish isn't a language.
I don't think you've ever heard Polish dubbing before, but it's one dude. He dubs literally everything. I am not joking here. He dubs everything. So, and he dubs it. He dubs it in this tone, like. And it's like just that voice. It could be like a guy like screaming bloody murder. He'd be like, "Kurva," like the entire time. Yeah, and there's no way they're going to dub it. They're going to subtitle it, but they're not going to dub it. That's for sure. So, that's going to be fun. And I also saw Dark Towers today. Or Dark Tower.
I heard that wasn't that great.
It's not.
and it's like barely, basically one of the only things in common with the book is that it has the fucking title The Dark Tower. And like, that's it.
Yeah. It's not a great movie. The last Stephen King movie that I actually saw and remember was Red Rose. That movie's fucking freaky as shit, dude. Like, yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that movie scared the living bejeebus out of me when I was a kid.
There's very few good Stephen King movies. Red Rose is one. Misery is probably the best. And then The Shining is good.
Oh, The Shining, yeah. I forgot about that.
It is...
Well, yeah, it's coming out soon, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but the series...
They had like a mini-series or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever saw that.
Honestly, it wouldn't be Stephen King if it wasn't hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like, I like The Mist. That's a good Stephen King film.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that was a Stephen King.
It's shitty,
thing.
But it's good.
Wait, wasn't...
That's a good ending.
Wasn't that, Oh, no, that's Steven Spielberg. Sorry, I'm getting my fucking Stevens mixed up, so, like...
It happens.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to see is Dunkirk.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
Yeah.
Dunkirk.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look that
up. I had a couple of my friends have seen it, and they fucking loved it.
You know what actually surprised me? Fucking the King Arthur movie was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good. So much of the King Arthur's movie, mythos is so well known that they're just like... Whoosh, montage, and they did like his actual like flair montage style. They did it in Snatch, and they did it in a few other ones where like they speed things up and slow it down, and they get the gist across for like basically they're like, yeah, this kid ages like from birth to fucking adulthood within the span of like 2.5 minutes, and you see his entire life in that montage. It's good. It's fucking great. Cool.
Did they do that for The Passion of the Christ too?
No, that's Mel Gibson. That's different. He's into whippings.
It was just a blank screen with the word scene removed. birth until adulthood.
No, no, no. Redacted. I turned that off when I played Call of Duty, man. Like, so, yeah. God, I hope that's like the cheapest wine ever, Brian. I hope that's like the cheapest bottle of wine ever.
It's from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, so it is. Okay, great.
I think it's $6 a bottle.
Nice. So, they had a deal where you could get 4 of them for $6. I bought 7.
Hey, it's it's pretty fucking classy.
Mm. Right? Speaking about being pretty fucking classy, let's introduce our game master, Mr. Graham underscore complete. Hey, sir, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Going back to work. That's pretty much it.
Oh.
Find something interesting.
Did you end up making anything new lately?
I've started recording those videos, but they're not done yet.
Okay. So
that will continue. But I've been very happy with the cooking program I started making, and you know, I kind of like as a proof of concept, it is working, so that's cool. That's it. I've been writing a lot of D&D stuff.
Nice. Well, you've, as long as I've known you, Graham, you've always been writing D&D stuff, so I hope to see something complete one day.
Oh, you mean like something actually done?
Yeah, like a module or something. Yeah.
Oh, well, I've got something almost done.
Nice. Well. Okay, shit. What happened last time we played this game?
I was being chased.
No. Oh, yeah, I forgot. if you recall, the party is sort of exploring this bizarre traveling circus that's come to town. To their sort of their home base. It's not necessarily their hometown, but their home base, and a lot of different things to do. You can eat all this weird food that's
oh yeah, that's right,
laced with magic in a weird fashion.
Yeah, I remember that.
Gormung has won the game where you climb the rope ladder and ring the bell to win a I think it's a great sword.
No, it was a glaive that I won.
Glaive. That basically causes an explosion wherever he hits it.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing an otherworldly amount of damage, so that's cool.
I mean, it's no great axe of sharpening, let's be real.
Grimbor also won something. I don't remember what it did. It's not important because he's not here anymore. And he rode off into the sunset. But there's one character who we don't know what they've been doing, and that's Barakas. Barakas.
Yes.
We fade up as you have been somehow ensorcelled is the wrong word. You have been because of your faith and perhaps what your preconceptions about your beliefs and whatnot. You have been sort of driven into the fortune teller's hut.
Okay.
And it's very dark in there, and then the candle lights on its own.
Jesus,
welcome!
Oh, international woman of mystery.
Sit. There's like a old crouched hag like covered in rags and like gypsy type stuff, and there's crystal ball at the table.
Lovely to see you, madam.
I'm a man.
Please sit and peruse my fortunes, trinkets, favors, boons from the gods or the devils.
I'll leave the devil stuff over there. That's fine.
Well, like I said, there's more than one type of boon that I sell. We have cherry, grape. We have the green flavor. I'm not sure what that is. A grape boon from a... Please sit. Sit so that I may...
I've been sitting for 5 minutes.
I invented refrigeration. You can have a popsicle if you like.
No, it's not. It's more hard candy that's re-solidified into another solid piece.
What is it with you and hard candy and giving it to Brian? New character. Graham, you can't say no to this, Brian.
Graham is my long-lost grandmother.
Graham is the man in the van that says free candy and they can swallow you around.
And this will be the reptile transformation part of the...
Yes.
Barakas, what is your passive perception?
My passive perception?
Yeah, is it high enough to notice the heroin syringe sticking out of the bottom of the candy jar?
It's 14.
So... You are perceptive enough at this point to not only are you coming in aware that these sort of circuits bring, you know, charlatanism, but you also recognize that this is no woman at all. In fact, it's a man wearing a hastily thrown together costume of an old lady.
You're no woman. You're a man, baby. And I, like, pull the hair right off of his head.
Whoa. There's another wig under the first one.
It's
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Old man Withers. What are you doing here?
You know, these days, I take offense to you assuming my gender identity just because I happen to be a man wearing a wig.
Have you seen that video clip of the British man pretending to be a woman and that black guy, the black man is like, "You're disgusting, you're disgusting, you should get out of here." And he's like, "Oh, leave me alone." And then he takes enough of it, and he's just like, the woman says, "All right, mate, I'll fuck you up."
Look, do you want your fortune or not? This is a fortune teller's tent. You get your fortune, or a trinket, or a thing.
Yes, sir, I would love a fortune.
All right, so, first of all, they come in different flavors, like I said. But when I said flavors, that was the joke part. There's, like, different ways. I've got this deck of like tarot cards, I can, you know, flip that over and see what horrible or amazing thing is going to happen to you in the future. I've got trinkets and charms. You know, I've got the crystal ball. Like,
let's do the tarot cards.
Let's do the tarot cards. Okay. I'm shuffling the deck. Right. Also 10 gold.
What?
I'm sorry.
10 gold.
An appropriate amount of gold for this setting and system.
So one silver is enough to get you a bed and
30 silver pieces.
Right. One silver.
All right. One silver.
All right. Pockets the silver.
Little do you know, there's actually a small monkey running around ripping you off right now while he's distracting you. And then when you go to reach for your silver, he calls you a bum and kicks you out because you don't have it anymore.
Every barrel or miscellaneous piece of furniture is probably a street urchin in disguise.
All right, so I'm totally not using an internet random tarot card draw.
Right, that's not been invented yet, so how could you?
Right.
Yeah.
You can do that on Roll 20, just so you know.
Oh, it's the Six of Wands.
There's like a miscellaneous rumble of thunder for no reason.
Sounds appropriate.
The Six of Wands.
Go on.
Yes.
Ooh,
the Six of Wands. The Six of Wands is all about victory. Yes, victory is in your future. A public recognition at long last after years of public shame and humiliation.
You can bring your birth certificate up and actually become the President of the United States.
You can be recognized. Yes, yes.
Will it grow back my tail?
Maybe. You had a tail? Whatever.
I had.
Okay, sure. Progress. Progress is the card, the Six of Wands. Self-confidence. Wait a minute. Did I pull this upside down or upside right?
Can tarot cards even be upside down?
Right. If it's upside down, it means lack of confidence, failures in your future, fall from grace, public shame.
I think you pulled it right side up. That's it's right side up to me. So okay, I'm the one getting the fortune, so I would assume that its orientation determines, you know, as from where I'm sitting.
That age-old question, right?
So either public recognition, victory, progress, self-confidence, and fulfillment of your ambitions, or fall from grace, public shame, lack of confidence, failure, total disrepute.
It's a toss-up. Could be 50-50.
But
you, sir, are a terrible fortune teller.
Why, hold on, no.
But an excellent woman.
Here, the son, child, man, look, my trinkets. These trinkets will provide you with boons from the gods. Sure.
Yeah, there's an animal's foot, a glass eye.
What does an animal foot look like?
Yeah, the rabbit's foot or whatever has been clearly freshly harvested. Some sort of indecipherable map of non-Euclidean geometric space. Earrings and whatnot. Mummified hands.
How much for the rabbit's foot?
The lucky rabbit's foot. Yes, yes. Your luck will be vastly improved.
10 gold pieces.
I'm not a shyster. It's only a silver piece.
All right, that sounds reasonable. I don't have to breathe fire in your face.
Well, you know, you could have, I guess, that would really have destroyed this tiny, small fortune teller's tent.
I don't think
maybe you're reading your own fortune upside down, laser beam.
So, Baracus, once again with your newfound incredible abilities bequeathed to you by your previous captors, the same, you know, the people who gave you your robotic eye. Mm-hmm.
Is that a robotic eye?
Don't look at me.
That seems a little out of setting.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody asked you.
This is high fantasy, right? This is high. I booked for high fantasy. I have to talk to my agent. I don't want to get typecasted in science fiction. It's circling the drain.
You heard a fly. I didn't even get a second season.
Baracus, my point being that a lot of these things in this bowl that she's presenting to you do detect as magic.
Oh, they are magic.
Yes, I have actual real boons. The whole tarot card thing actually did read your future.
Yeah, I want the rabbit's foot.
Yes, lucky rabbit's foot. Absolutely, 100% is a good idea.
I'm putting it on my character sheet.
Oh,
that means it's real.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You don't happen to have any tall, handsome friends who want to come get their fortune read?
They might be tall.
Or peruse the mini food stands or game stands. I heard there's an excellent freak show. I'm part of the carnival. I'm required to pitch the other services.
All right, Baracus, anything else you need in here?
No.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Where do you go after that?
I'm going to try to search out... Search out the rest of the party. Search for Gordon.
Okay. Well, you walk past several various food stands. I don't remember what they, bucket of stuff, or whatever. What was it? Bucket of fried stuff. Fried whatever.
Get your fried whatever here. Get your fried whatever here.
Weren't you just reading fortunes?
What? Oh, that's not me.
That's my cousin.
You see like the guess your weight booth.
Sir, can I guess your weight?
I don't even know if I know how much I weigh.
Too much! Rimshot. There's another guy there who plays the rimshot.
100 pounds plus a 1d20 plus 6.
You see, like, you can pull the slingshot at the little clowns that they
win a prize! Win an enchanted weapon here!
Ooh, that sounds good.
That does sound good. I want to go to that.
Okay.
Step right up. You look like a strapping young fellow.
I am.
He looks oddly familiar.
Perhaps.
Didn't I just see you?
No.
Okay.
Is this one of those carnivals where the guy is like magical And it's the same person over and over again?
Right, so you pull the slingshot, you hit the clowns. If you hit all the clowns, you get an enchanted weapon. This is all going to be reduced to a stat roll, so I don't really need to explain how the carnival game version works.
I hit all the clowns. What do I get?
Just make a ranged attack roll.
Ranged attack roll.
Dexterity plus proficiency bonus.
Yeah.
Pretty sure slingshot is a simple
one. Oh, god damn it. It's dex plus what?
Proficiency bonus.
So just
1d20 plus your dexterity bonus plus your proficiency.
Just a d20. Just a d20.
Wait, what? Your proficiency bonus should be plus 4.
No, my proficiency bonus is plus 3. My dex is minus 3.
What the fuck?
Don't you remember his dex is terrible?
I don't remember it being that bad.
Look, I'm happy for you to spend a silver.
It was minus 4.
This doesn't seem like your game, son. You're strapping and all, but you're not dexterous.
Bing! I knocked out all 8 clowns.
Yeah, no, you got. Wow, that was a lot easier than thought. So you get like the little prize, like the army man with the parachute.
Magically enhanced. Yeah,
you got to start trading that up. So you got to get 4 in a row. So here we go, another try.
Another one. Okay.
All right. Good luck, you worthless.
Wow. You know what? Again. Stop rolling.
Yeah. Now you got,
fuck, I forgot. We're not in World of Darkness anymore. I suck.
You're going for a bouncy ball.
Okay.
You get a stamp that says I tried.
You know, rubber is incredibly rare in the... This is high fantasy, right? I booked high fantasy. You know, sci-fi is in the brain.
You got the novelty glasses and mustache.
Nice. All right.
Oh, keep that. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a miss.
Okay. Do I keep going?
No, you failed. Give me the silver. You get a glass.
Pay another silver to try again.
Yeah, right. You can pay another silver. You can try as many times as you want.
10.
So now you can. Good. You made four. So you can trade in your novelty glasses and mustache for an enchanted weapon. Wow.
Right. So okay, now enchanted weapon. I've got all sorts of persuasions here. Turns out you suck at dex, which is like what else? What are you, like a bow guy? No, are you the whip guy?
Do you have anything that can augment my laser eye?
Do you have a laser eye?
Yes.
Okay, well, what do you use in combat? Everybody's talking at once.
I've got a halberd.
You got a halberd? Well, fuck me. Okay, hold on a second.
You can't see it. It's rather large.
He rummages through the miscellaneous prizes under the counter that you can't see.
Trying not to hit himself with all the magical elements on the ends of the sticks and stuff.
Okay, I come back up, I'm like a spear? How about an enchanted spear? Is that too far off of halberd for you?
That sounds all right.
Okay, here's a magic spear.
What's so magic about it?
Actually, as you sit there and hold it, while it is designed to be thrown like a throwing spear, once you throw it, it strikes its target unerringly.
It always
hits every time.
It hits every time. It's a throwing javelin.
Okay, here's what you do: take this javelin.
Dex doesn't matter.
Now use it to win this game.
She's already won the game. And you use the slingshot and the fake ball on the clowns. I don't have the product and the money to be replacing these clowns because people shoot arrows at them or something. Look, get out of here!
Alright, I'm out of here.
Alright, I'm out of here. Goddamn prize! Hey, step right up! People with shitty decks can get an enchanted weapon!
There's the freak show. Oh, there's Gormung and what's his name?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up to the amazing, one-of-a-kind, world-redefining, freak show!
Question, did I get away from the gods?
Yeah, you step out of the shadows.
Ah. Hey, Brachus.
Grant.
What's up?
What the hell is going on in this place?
Yeah,
a freak show!
You know,
the most amazing gaze upon the bearded woman and also our chimera.
You know, I'm getting kind of sick of this place. I think we should try and find this crystal and get the fuck out of here, honestly.
Yeah.
Undead from the far east.
I throw my spear at the announcer.
I duck deftly. Look, hey.
Unerringly, wreckage. Unerringly.
Ouch.
Come, see the mini.
Yeah, but no, we should find this crystal. Yeah.
No, it's totally free. We got crystals in here.
Wait, there are crystals?
Oh, 100%. It's a freak show, right?
Not so talking to you.
Okay.
We were looking for a crystal here? I thought we were just running away from something.
No, there's something here in the food, remember?
Maybe you should, you know, fucking remember what we did last session, asshole.
Maybe you should shut up or come over there and shove my rapier up your ass.
Yes, come over here and see the amazing freak show.
That's it. I'm going to go stab him. Anyone want to stop me?
All
right.
Nope.
I'm stabbing him. Graham?
Listen, I'm just going to step in the way there a little bit and be like, listen, maybe if we go to the freak show, one of them will have a crystal sticking out of its forehead or something.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We can still see this freak show if I stab him.
The man who is covered in crystals.
Crystal Man.
I don't think it's going to be the crystals we're looking for. In fact, I'm highly convinced that this place is fake. Like, I'm holding the pole arm.
Whoa.
Why are you listening to us, by the way? This is a private conversation.
You're standing right here.
We're kind of shouting, to be fair.
You're yelling at each other.
I'm a half-orc. That's all I can do.
Well, then, it's not my fault that I'm overhearing your dumb conversation. This carnival's completely real.
I want to breathe fire in his direction.
A real carnival that is real.
Can you do that?
He's a dragon.
Can I breathe fire? Yeah.
No, you're a fucking tiefling.
No, you're a tiefling, dude.
Oh, I'm a tiefling. Goddamn, why aren't you a dragon?
It's week 21!
I don't even know what I am.
How do you not know your race?
His character is brand new.
I'm a brand new character.
Oh, yeah. Well, I apologize. Also, you have a robot eye?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to go in here and look at these bearded people.
You got abducted by robot dragons. It's complicated.
Yeah.
That sounds very complicated. Have you considered a very profitable profession in the freak show industry?
I think the announcer said
I throw a silver at him and follow Gormong in.
Yeah, yay. Money.
Okay. You walk into the freak show, and it's really just like a long hallway with like sort of set up like a prison, but like walking the fine line between freak show and prison to the point where there's like or freak show and zoo is, you know, it's toss up. It's really just like this long hallway with like little rooms on either side. There's about 10 different things to see, and there's like you can pay a silver piece for a handful of food.
All right.
Which that seems weird.
Can we talk to the people?
Sure. There's the bearded lady.
Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Listen, we're looking for bright blue crystals. Might make people go a little fucky in the head. Have you seen anything like that?
We got like blue cotton candy out front. That's like, I think the fortune teller lady has some crystals.
I'm just gonna walk away, go to the next person.
All right, there's a man who has been dipped in glue and rolled around in sparkly bits of paper.
I'm just gonna ignore him, go to the next one.
But I'm the crystal man!
There's a guy there who is wearing 10 shirts.
Ethan, 10 shirts?
Ethan, what are you doing here? I move the next one.
And the woman with 10 breasts.
I'd stay a little longer at this one.
It's like, I step out of the shadows.
How exactly do they all function as normal breasts? Like, I imagine you're very useful as a wet nurse.
No, they're more like growths that happen to be on my chest.
Okay, that's disgusting. I'm gonna get
Isn't that what breasts are?
Well, yeah, but breasts have nipples and mammaries.
And yours don't?
No, they're more like tumors.
All right, next one. Who's this?
I step back into the shadows.
The next guy is actually just a gnome who has been wrongfully put in here.
As being a very short man.
Yeah.
Jeff!
Do you need help, sir?
No, I make good money. Hey, you! The robot lizard!
I'm a tiefling.
You'd make good money here.
You think?
Are you sure you're a tiefling?
I can't remember.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
He's a tiefling. He is a tiefling. Yeah, how a tiefling. Do I remember and you don't remember?
I'm a tiefling. It says so on my character sheet.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm just going to walk along. Is there anything here that sticks out as, like, I've been hit in the face with a blue crystal and I'm going crazy?
Well, the next one is, like, it's not a freak. It's not a freak at all. In fact, it's like the coffee stand inside the freak show.
Hey, come get some coffee, right? You know, like.
Are you gonna mix that with any ale or something?
I can. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to eat anything from this place. Sorry.
But it's great coffee.
Yes, but you're also. What is it, Grin?
Can I suggest a way to deal with all this silliness that's happening right now?
Okay, I'm all ears.
Let's burn it down.
I'm sorry, did you say you're going to burn down the carnival?
Yeah.
Says the coffee man.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I'm sorry.
We've traveled all around this world, and honestly speaking, we've fought horrific monsters, and, you know, we've killed our fair share of undead. And honestly
and
speaking,
children.
That's you. You've killed all the children, or even touched them. But honestly speaking, this is probably the weirdest and the most disturbing thing I've seen in a while. This whole carnival.
Sounds like you guys just don't remember how to have fun.
I'm starting a fire in the corner.
No. Hold up, Grant.
What?
Hold up. Are you saying that we don't know? We know how to have fun, right, guys?
You don't? You just said that you've spent years or an X amount of time constantly battling and adventuring and seeking out dangers.
Yeah.
And then a fun carnival comes to town with snacks and prizes, and you're immediately suspicious of it. It sounds like you have a serious mental problem.
You're handing out
dangerous
weapons to children.
No, we're handing out dangerous weapons to adventurer types who win our prizes.
I walked along the street and heard seven different people say, come and win shurikens and daggers and stuff from that.
Sure, like plastic ones for the kids.
Yeah, they love them.
Yeah, like kids want to grow up to be big and strong just like you, Mr.
All right, you know, let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure, right, yeah.
He's
blue make crystals, crazy. About yay big. You seen anything like that?
Like, I think maybe the fortune teller lady hawks some crystals, but...
Are we in a tent?
No, it's kind of like a railway car for trains that don't exist.
It's a caboose.
It's wood?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I guess it is wood, but it's in order to combat escapees, it's made out of special fire retardant wood, so rats.
Because the Chimera breathes fire, you see.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we could never keep the Chimera, which is not a dog with a cardboard tail taped on.
Krat's like, fireproof wood, my only weakness.
All right, well, here's what
if I can find something that explodes, we'll be fine.
You know what, Grant? This is a perfect opportunity. Why don't you stay here and try to do the thing that you do? I'm going to pretend to go be a part of the kitchen staff and find out where the fuck they're getting all this food from.
You know you're telling the plan right in front of me.
Okay, but first, and I stab the...
Yeah, but you're an NPC, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's all right, I'm going to kill him. I stab him.
Yeah, you got a name tag that says, hi, my name is,
Jeff.
Kraft.
I stab Grant.
Oh, okay. Well.
What the hell is wrong with you, Grant?
You told him our plan.
All I wanted was to serve coffee.
I cut his throat.
All right, well, don't you just take Grant here, Grant, and go out and parade him around, and then...
What was the plan?
It doesn't matter. You just do this. I just walk away. I'm going to go walk into the kitchen, Graham.
Brackus, I'm going to need help disposing of this body.
Not a problem.
Get the saw.
All right.
Dislodge his jaw and start eating him.
We're not monsters. We're just going to separate his body parts and hide them about for kids to find.
The guy across in the cell across from the coffee shop, you hear a voice say, "Hello, I'm here too. I can hear everything you guys are saying."
Okay, Brackus, go kill him.
I'm not going to be a part of this. This is
like
insane.
A naked man, like who's like lounging in the corner with a newspaper, who's got like a paper mache dragon head over here and a paper mache goat head over here.
Why should I be afraid of a naked man that sits around with arts and crafts? No answer? All right, I'm not afraid. Fuck this guy. Let's go. All
right.
Did you kill him?
No.
What? Why not?
He's just some naked guy sitting in a cage. I'm not worried about him.
Okay, so you guys leave the freak show?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the kitchen and follow the only lead that we have, which is the food has hints of this crystal in it, Graham.
Okay, so you come in you come into the kitchen just as one of the cooks there who looks oddly familiar. We can't place it, and he doesn't seem to. He gives you the look of universal suspicion, not knowing who you are.
Hey, who are you?
What you're not hiring local chefs? There's advertisements everywhere for that.
No, we're not hiring local chefs.
I got an advertisement saying that I'm here to do work, and I'm going to work. So I'm going to start like inspecting the broths.
And, delivery. Like...
Oh, wow.
There's like a line of crates on dollies that are coming from the Big Top. The Big Top, by the way, attached to the building that Grant previously escaped from. Long time ago, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And just crates of crystal laden food being brought into the main kitchens.
Hey, delivery guy, real quick. Where did you say this came from?
What?
Where did you say this came from?
Our food stores?
Hey, that one, the red and white one over there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where we store all of our crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
So, are you going to get to work? Start signing for that package. Also, here's an apron.
I'll just be back in a minute. I'm taking my, regulated smoke break, so.
I'm beginning to suspect that you're not an enthusiastic prospective employee at all.
Well, no, I'm just the hired help, I say as I'm leaving the tent and going over to the red one.
All right.
Yeah.
Step right up. The Big Top Show is starting soon.
There's like acrobats and jugglers and clowns and whatnot.
Clowns.
There's like an ogre who's been painted to look like a clown, but clearly changed to a post.
Yeah, I'm just going into the storage area, Graham.
Giant clowns. Wait, what are you doing?
You're going to investigate for a storage area. Make an investigation roll. All
right. There we go. 17.
This carnival has a serious policing problem. People just get to commit whatever crimes they want.
Well, you walk around the entirety of the Big Top, which actually extends partway into town and actually like the same district where Grant previously burned down is like covered by the Big Top in various parts. So it kind of extends. It's not strictly outside of town. The Big Top, it's relatively large.
Okay. Well,
as you're investigating, you hear like the miscellaneous sounds of animals, elephants and whatnot. And there's just sort of people walking around back there, civilians, just people who live in the city, going about their daily business, and you actually find no auxiliary entrance or anything of
it's
that
sort.
It's
a fucking tent, right?
Yeah.
Cut a fucking hole in the thing, and I'll walk in.
Okay. Where at? Like, where the door is, or opposite side?
Opposite side of the door.
Okay. Okay.
I'm here! Eek!
Eek! Now, you cut open a slit in the tent, you step inside. Well, like I said, there are buildings in here, so it's just kind of like, you know, brick wall, mm-hmm. where, you know, there's a sort of like an anchor point.
And this is where they keep the storage of all this stuff?
Oh, you cut a random hole in the tent. You're not going to end up exactly where you want to be.
I mean, okay.
It came from this direction.
All right, well, I'm going to go deeper until I find where they're keeping all these crystal-laden food, Graham.
Okay. You going to keep pushing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to diagonal wipe.
Of course you are.
Barakas, what are you guys doing?
I think we're disposing of a body.
We've disposed of the body. Now we're walking. We've walked out and we're just having a stroll around. I've still got a leg in over my shoulder.
Oh yeah, so let's just brush under the rug, disposing that body. The thing that gets people caught.
There's the body disposal booth.
Oh what? Yeah, step right up, body disposal.
Bring up your dead.
Fresh one for you.
Well, I mean, we cut him up.
Huck your inconspicuous bodies. No questions asked.
One silver is a bit expensive, to be honest. Let's see if there's anywhere else.
30 copper. He was inconsequential. So.
Fair enough. Cool. You guys walk past. There's the there's the guess your age booth. There's the ring toss, which Durimbor won the sword from. You've got the famous chair stacking booth where you stack chairs. That's fun.
Oh, chair stacking.
Stack chairs. Win enchanted items.
I'll start jumping up and down and tugging on Grant's shoulder like, can we?
No, it's fixed. It's fixed.
How so?
Oh, you look like a fine chair stacking fellow, shadowy one.
I can stack chairs.
Wait, are you the shadowy one or am I?
No, you're the shadowy one.
How am I the shadowy one?
How is he the shadowy one?
Stack chairs, Grant. Stack chairs.
I don't want to stack chairs.
Grant, stack some chairs.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the guy trying to get you to stack chairs.
I don't want to stack chairs.
But what if you got an fabulous prize?
What's the prize?
Food coupons.
Or an enchanted weapon.
Why would I want an enchanted weapon?
I don't know. You look like an adventurer.
That's a good question.
I am an adventurer, but why would I want an enchanted weapon?
Because it'll help you, adventurer?
I don't need help. I'm already good.
Well, what? You could be better.
No, I don't think so.
There's always room for improvement.
You say that, but I'm pretty damn good.
I mean, look at him. He's got a laser eye. You don't want a laser eye?
No.
Okay, what about a laser dick?
Do you have a laser dick?
Yes.
Show me.
No. That would be
Grant, as you're having this conversation, your eyes sort of stray over to the...
Stray over to his crotch. You realize that it's very metallic. It's making a slight humming sound.
Stay over next door to the Are You a Good Lover booth.
Okay, now that one I'm interested in.
Yes, come grab this handle and squeeze on it and it'll tell you if you're a good lover.
No, grab the handle and what it does is if you pull it towards you, a knife slowly comes out and stabs you in the stomach. And how far the knife goes in your stomach is how much of a good lover you are.
So are you the person who judges if I'm a good lover?
No, you grab the machine. It's a machine.
I stabbed the machine.
Well, you just broke my machine.
Wreckage, you don't. It's okay. You don't understand the reference. It's fine.
Well, that's just how good I am, I guess.
That was a fine display of lovemaking, Grant.
Okay, but you owe me 10 Thank gold you, for Brackus. This machine. It's really complicated.
It looks worth about 1 silver.
Well,
I flick him 1 silver.
And his face.
Yeah.
Now clean yourself up,
bitch.
I feel like destruction of property added to arson and random murder.
Not random, it was tactical.
Tactical murder.
Wreckage, I think you bit off a bit too much than you could chew when you decided to fight every NPC in this game right now.
No, it's fine. I always play every NPC in a game. Well, okay, well, fuck you, bye.
Fuck you, bye. Come on, Brackus, let's go.
That's like half of the booths have now closed up shop in direct result of your involvement.
I want to start like slowly strolling down the street, just whistling slightly.
There's a hat
salesman.
Because you can win a free hat.
Win a free hat.
Okay, I'll spin.
Every spin is guaranteed one hat.
All right,
roll shitty hats too.
You gonna spin the wheel? Roll a D100.
Okay.
You get the hat of pleasurable intercourse.
91.
Oh, that's a good hat.
Thank you.
So the guy there, he gives you this this very, very rigid hat that he sets it on your head, and it's a very broad hat, but it's got chips and salsa inside it.
Oh, nice. Did you actually make a D100 table? You're just fucking making him roll things and just telling him whatever you want?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, please.
I love the idea of Graham spending hours just like making these games. He's just like, all right, I made like 17 different D1000 tables for random items they can win from these prizes.
You know, that snack hat looks really fetching on you, sir. You know what it's perfect for? You know what it's perfect for, sir?
What's that?
You and the missus there should go over to the Big Top show and you'll have a snack hat during the Big Top show. It's starting soon, you know.
What's there?
Elephants, clowns, clown ogres, dancing lions, acrobatics, like cannon acrobatics where they shoot the guy out of the cannon into a wall.
They have the globe of death where the motorcycles roll around in a sphere.
Yeah, the globe of death.
Well, I think that's the way Gormong went, didn't it? Isn't it?
He's
probably dead now, actually.
So should we head over that way?
He's
probably dead, but we should at least collect his body.
Right. We know where to dispose of it, so.
Yeah. Well, we know how to dispose of it.
And that guy closed shop, so.
No, the innocuous body disposal booth is the last one.
Yeah. It's the only one still in business.
It's the last one to close up for the night, obviously.
It's so convenient.
Okay. Let's head on over that way and
I was thinking of like a latrine, right? He just like carnival comes to town, they just dig a giant hole. The guy sets a booth up behind it, and he just dumps bodies in there all day. Gets paid for it. At the end of the carnival, just shovels dirt on top and walks away. It's good.
Yep. You pick up the rubber duck and it's got a dot underneath. The massage parlor.
/ Taco Bell. Yeah.
Yeah. The shoe shine.
Shine your shoes, Gofka!
And then, yep, there's a Big Top, and there's the clown ogre who looks very unhappy, but is sort of resigned to his own fate.
They call me Happy Bobo.
I put my hand on his arm.
Only good.
I put my hand on his arm and offer him comfort as we walk by.
Okay.
He holds your hand a little too long, you know?
We might need a friend later, just saying.
There's a guy in a Big Top hat and boots who looks too tall for whatever that means. Like, he's wearing stilts.
He's got three kneecaps.
Yeah, it's weird. That's pretty gross. But he's like holding open the tent and people are going in. And he's looking at He's giving kids high fives, knowing that they can't reach, and the kids love it.
Ha you little shit. You can't get this. I
just love it.
Everyone's having a great time, except for these three.
You guys are the party poopers.
Yeah, these three party murderers.
Motherfucker, like, you're making the most suspicious fucking carnival in the world.
This is exactly as suspicious as all other carnivals.
I kicked the stilts.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so let me put a perspective here, guys. I've played a lot of games with these two chuckle fucks, Dr. Wreckage and Graham, right? And I would say that carnivals leading to murders or horror is generally a part of a general theme that they both have for a lot of these games.
We have had one other abandoned amusement park.
No, and, we've had multiple.
We've had zero, actually, now that I think about it. This is the first one.
The only thing we've ever had is a haunted funhouse in Sin Eaters, and it was a non-canonical episode.
I'm sorry, but everyone I've spoken to today, aside from my two companions, have sounded exactly the same. Something freaky's going on here.
Something's not right.
Right? I think they're all twins, evil twins of each other.
We don't have to be evil twins, we're just from the South.
Who are you? Why are you listening to my conversation? Fuck off!
They also don't know the idea of personal space as well.
Seriously, like every time I start talking to one of you two, there's one right next to me.
You know how you have a conversation on the bus, right? And you're having a private conversation, and the entire bus is having a private conversation, but then they all stop, and you're still having a private conversation? That's what I imagine it's like at this fucking carnival.
Yeah,
like we'll just be walking along talking about like, yeah, we should definitely do this. Why is everyone fucking listening to us now?
Like, and they're not just listening. They're like following right next to us and everything, just staring at you.
You guys don't have any volume control. That's what your problem.
Wearing like this, wearing a jacket made out of turkey legs and he's like ripping them off and giving them to people.
Ooh.
God, I hate this place.
I don't want to ever eat at a guy's jacket.
It doesn't seem sanitary.
I wish I burned this place down properly. Do you know that?
I must say, this town has really gone to the shitter since we left. And there's
a looking woman who's selling cinnamon frosted pecans.
Ooh. Yeah.
Those look good. I'll eat those.
Considering what happened to Durimbor.
Pecan.
Shut up, Paul. Considering what happened to Durimbor, I wouldn't if I were you.
All right.
What happened to who?
Where did you come from?
I'm selling cinnamon frosted pecans. You're standing at my booth.
No, we walked away.
He was about to hand me a silver.
There are wheels on your booth. I see them. You've been following us this entire fucking time.
Like you turn around. The booth is like in the same spot it was, but you've moved 20 meters down the road. It's like, I think that booth is falling.
The entire fair moves every time we do.
Either that or we're all just having a cocaine fucking high and...
Yeah,
is this some sort of fever dream? What is going on?
I'm pretty sure I'm having a nightmare. I ate cheese last night.
Alright, so Graham, tell me about what I'm finding in my search through the back parts of this tent.
So you eventually just sort of emerge behind the bleachers in the Big Top Circus area. And there's like a lot of gum down here, and there's like some teenagers who are making out under the bleachers, you know, like that.
Gross.
How did I make my way back to the big tent? I thought I was looking
in the Big Top.
No, I was looking for the supply tent, though.
There wasn't a supply tent.
You must have took a wrong turn somewhere.
The guy said... The stuff comes from the Big Top. So you went and cut into the Big Top. You're in the Big Top.
Yeah, but Graham also described it as like, here's the Big Top, and then there's a giant line of tents behind it that's connected to it like a giant tunnel. And I walked down the road and cut into the tunnel. One big tent. All right, okay.
And Gormung, you see Baracus and Grant. There they are. Standing at the entrance, talking very loudly that you can hear them from here, actually.
I turned to the teenager and was like, want to make some money?
Sure.
Are you like kissing yourself, wreckage? Is this how it's working? It's like, sure, I love money.
he turns around and he's just had his arms around himself, like. Sure, I'll earn some money. What have I got to do?
One silver, please.
It's like, all right, well, there's three silver in it for the, each of you. How many teenagers are there, Graham? One?
It's just three of them making out.
Just the one.
Fuck, I hate this game sometimes.
Man, that's not cool.
Look, man, what do you want me to do?
All right, here's what I need you to do. I need you to find me a room where they're storing lots of crates.
Okay.
Once you find it, I need you to come back to me and tell me where it is, because I'm going to be looking as well, and I need as many people as I can. In fact, why don't you tell your friends? I'll give you each three silver if you fucking find it. Hmm?
Okay, well, all right, sure. Why don't you sit down and enjoy the show while I go do that?
Just real quickly, pull your teeth together and pull back your lips real quick. I want to make sure you're not, like... are they all covered in blue shit, Graham?
No, you want to make an insight check?
I do. I want to see if it's...
They're probably, like, medieval, not well taken care of teeth.
15.
Well, one, you're pretty sure he doesn't have any friends, so it's gonna, still good, just going to be him.
I could have told you that.
He was making out with himself in a corner.
Second of all, he
under
he
the bleachers.
It's weird for a random teenager making out with himself under the bleachers. So he must work here at some capacity. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any blue teeth.
Okay, and this is like. Also, do you work here?
Yeah, I run the corn stand.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will give you 4 silver right now if you can tell me what the fuck is going on right now.
Well, the Big Top show's about to start.
I don't care about the Big Top. I'm talking about where you get your food from.
He pulls out the schedule.
we like typically corn, you know, doesn't really keep, so you have to buy it in the town that you show up in. So
where is your storage?
In the back.
Show
with
me.
Like the animals. And
show me right now.
No.
I'm going to give you lots of money. 10 silver pieces.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, look, I just work here as like a summer gig thing.
Yeah, then you don't have any reason to care whether or not I see the back room.
Trying to cut a solo record.
Like, look, it's the reason I care is because the back room is where they keep like the animals and like the monsters and it's fucking dangerous.
All right, you show me the door. You don't have to come in. I'll give you 12. 12 silver pieces.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
I could buy a fucking like grill.
You could buy an actual vagina. You could just buy a vagina and like you would lose whatever it is that's going on around you. You know.
So Tyler, you know that
Tyler Durden.
the way to get to the storage area is severely off limits and you're not allowed in any capacity nearby. But
12 silver is 12 silver, man. Come on.
All right. All right.
Make something up and that's convincing enough.
Look, okay. All right. Big orc guy.
Half orc, please.
Right, sure.
I'm proud of my human heritage.
You can't tell by looking. I'm sorry.
The fact that I'm not eating your face off right now is pretty much all you need to convince people that I'm half orc rather than full orc. Anyway, go on. You were saying.
Look, I work with many proud full orcs. Some of them are excellent clowns.
They're probably half orcs. Just letting you know. Anyway.
Well, they bill themselves as the full orc.
Get to the point, please.
Orky the clown. Anyway, the back door to the storage area doesn't open at all until showtime.
So you're going to have to, like, you can see the big double doors from the bleachers. It's like part of the, because, you know, the big double doors.
See, I find that hard to believe because people have been taking food out of there all goddamn day. So are you telling me?
Come back here, says a burly kind of guardsman.
Hey,
you shouldn't be back here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just helping him find his seat, sir.
That's good. You're supposed to be the surreptitious small teen who's making out with nobody down here.
I know what my job is, sir.
I'll take him. You back to work.
Yes, sir. He starts making out with himself.
Yes, workman, can I help you with something? Come on, this way, let's go.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm asking.
Here we go.
How big is this man?
He's smaller than you. He's probably like gram size. All right.
What is the likelihood that I could okay, how secluded is this area? I mean, there's a teenager
it's
making out with himself back here.
It's
there's Tyler, and then there's the with people sitting up there, like, above you. And, like, dropping, like, peanut shells and stuff down onto you during the whole conversation.
All right, what I'm trying to ask is, can I knock this man out so that I can continue to persuade this teenager to take my money to show me the back room?
Only one way to find out.
Okay, are people going to witness it? That's what I want to know.
You probably.
It'll
probably be a roll. Because, like, I don't know if you've ever been to bleachers that have the under...
I can't say that I've ever found myself making out myself under any bleachers, no.
So bleachers that...
We have an opening.
...have just like, the seat and then a place to put your feet and then it's all open so that stuff can fall down. So, like, you're literally just sitting on scaffolding that people are sitting, like, you're underneath scaffolding, basically.
I mean, you can hear the guy's conversation who's above you.
Oh, I can't wait for the big top show. I really hope that everybody sits down and enjoys it. Instead of doing anything, like, suspicious and sneaking around into the back. That'd be terrible.
Okay. Where is he trying to lead me? Give me an idea of that.
Back to the entrance.
Like, through the hole I made?
No. Just kind of, like, around the underside of the bleachers, which exits out by the entrance where your party is.
God. If I just bitch slap this guy, I'm gonna cause a fucking problem for the double GMs who are trying to get us to clearly watch this thing. So I'll go along with you, Graham.
I have no idea what you're talking about, says the team.
Come to the Grant side. Just punch him.
Stab people. Burn shit down.
All right, hang on, real quick. I'm going to check my spells out. All right.
Fire's always the answer.
okay.
Barakas Branch, you guys are there at the entrance. You've been shuffled in.
I was kicking the stilt guy.
Yeah, you did that, and then. What after that?
Yeah, I'll go sit down with him. I was like,
yeah, I think we find our seats.
There's a kid back there just sucking on the inside of his arm.
Don't worry about it.
Ready?
Oh, you found the surreptitious teen who's making out with himself? Would you like some salted peanuts?
Why the fuck is everyone talking to us like they know us?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I swear I'm being followed.
Graham, I'm at a 7.
7 what?
Anger.
Oh, okay.
On the mob 100 scale, he's a 70.
I'm at like a 12 at this point, I think. Just so you know. I mean, you know, I know it doesn't have any effect, but...
And I'm gonna whisper this to fucking Grant, okay? No one can hear it because I'm whispering it. Whispering it. Okay.
Fine.
Grant, when they open the doors in the back, big double doors... Your job is to sneak off and go through them.
Sneak off?
Yes, sneak off and go through them.
I shouted that just for the record.
Oh, are you guys sneaking off somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to go make out under the beaches with ourselves.
Oh, there's a surreptitious teen down there you can make out with.
Yeah, actually,
no, I want his job.
You're not allowed to just go do that.
We're unionized here, so you can't take other people's jobs.
Yeah, that's really not allowed.
Just like the fucking spritzers. God damn, everyone's unionized.
Would you like some salted peanuts?
Would you like to get out of my face before I rip it off your face?
Peanut sampler!
Sure.
Face. I'll rip your face off.
How about a frosty beverage?
The margaritas?
If I didn't want your nuts, I'm not going to want any of your water.
What are the chances of me tailing the peanut-selling guy, killing him, and taking his job?
I don't know.
I mean, like you just wear his face? No, you just put on his uniform, Dave. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just pull on his uniform and...
I don't know where my mind went there. I've been playing...
What the fuck?
Face
rip
off.
His face off and wear like a mask. Or you can just wear his uniform.
I mean does he have a set pattern where he sometimes wanders off? And...
Yeah, you just got to watch his path, his full NPC path before you pick your ambush point, right? That's how that works.
The problem is he's walking up and down the aisles hucking peanuts. He's hucking his salty nuts at people.
When the lights go down, all you got to do is get under the bleachers and drag him under it, you know, like.
Oh yeah, like Assassin's Creed, yeah. Like just like down, and you got the ledge.
Anyway, let's let the GMs present us with a presentation of elephants doing backflips, I guess.
Okay.
Go ahead, guys.
Since we can't do anything.
Let's take a break. Closes, everybody files in.
So big spotlight, center of the main circle. I don't know if you've ever been to a circus, you uncultured hacks, but they have multiple circles in the main big circle for the organizational purposes. And so big spotlight, center circle. It's this same guy who's been running all of the jobs. Now he's wearing a master of ceremonies costume with the big top hat and like the coattails and the like high-waisted like safari pants. You know the outfit that the master of ceremonies at a circus wears, right? Yeah. That outfit. And you know, maybe he's got like a crazy animal whip. Is ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show on earth. Ah, everybody goes crazy in the audience, right? Right, Graham? Confirming that everybody goes crazy.
Now. Everybody claps.
I like the idea that everyone's clapping except for the three fucking adventurers. Just like, yeah.
But all three of you do see that embedded in his top hat is one of these crystal shards. Glows.
Suddenly, I'm just like, yeah, all right. We're gonna get that fucking hat, I swear to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight for you we have clowns, etc.
All right, clowns come out, they do like they act out the plot of Dunkirk, the movie, but in clown form. And that seems a bit weird, but
It's highly offensive.
I can't say I know what that is, but okay.
It's very topical.
Yeah, topical.
It's very topical in some other universe.
Hey, I saw this play last weekend. What, Dunkirk? You're not cultured. Yes, I am, you asshole. I know all about Dunkirk.
So, yeah, tell me about the plot. Ladies and gentlemen, Give it up for the clowns. Woo! Also, okay, it's definitely been long enough. I'm sure you've digested everything. So, yeah. Giant spinning hypnosis wheel. And it just lowers from the ceiling, like, onto, like ropes.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, I'm sure you've digested everything. Nobody ate anything, right?
I didn't eat anything, no.
I didn't eat anything.
I didn't eat anything.
Durimbor ate something. Durimbor ate way too much. I know that. Hmm. What's that big circle thing?
Yeah, but he said it was... Actually, he didn't say it, did he? I don't know.
No,
probably,
I said giant spinning hypnosis wheel. I did.
It's probably a giant spinning hypnosis wheel. I mean...
He said...
The giant spinning hypnosis wheel starts spinning.
Don't look at it.
Don't look. I'm like staring right at it. Don't look at what?
Graham, no. I'm going to cast a level 2 Scorching Ray right at the thing.
All right. Cool.
I'm going to use one of my luck rerolls, Graham.
Cool. All
right. So I get to roll a 1d20. And I take the best of the two. So what did I roll there? I rolled a two. Okay, oh, so I'm going to be rolling with a plus 6 here. So I'll take a 25.
All right, what does that do?
So Scorching Ray is you create 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. You can hurl them at one target or several. On a range, make a range attack spell for each hit. On a hit, they deal 2d6 worth of damage at third level, which it is. You create one additional ray for each slot above second. This is a second level spell. It can't be third. Yeah. So it is 2d6 for 5 damage. It's fire, though.
So, Ringmaster, you take 5 damage out of an heretofore undecided amount of max HP that I will send you now.
I believe he was shooting at the giant spinning hypnosis wheel.
Yeah, I was shooting at the wheel. Yeah.
Dang, okay, so a big chunk gets blasted out of it.
Hey, what the fuck?
But everybody believes that this is part of the act, so everybody's like, hooray!
Yes, still definitely part of the act. Look deeply into the spinning hypnosis wheel.
It's like on fire. Yeah.
There's like a clown on top of it, you know, on a bicycle, and that's how it spins.
In a hamster costume.
In a hermit costume.
So the ringmaster realizes that that wasn't part of the show. Everybody else thinks it is.
Yes, I realize that it's not part of the show.
So he calls out some clowns.
The Goonies. Okay.
Get those fucking troublemakers.
They went that way. And I point.
No, they're the three people who are clearly not having been. They're the three people who've been ruining the carnival all day.
Yeah, how dare you call us out on our evil ways?
The guy with the red hair, the kid who's making out with himself, and the girl in the corner. Go get him.
Yeah. Yes.
So the ringmaster calls out some clowns, and they're vaguely humanoid, but they all have like weird extra growths and extra limbs and stuff, and they walk in this sort of lurching, comical manner, so to speak. And they're going to try and come get you. So what do you do?
Well, I guess we attack them. Well, I attack them.
Yeah.
Gormung hit.
I have a cantrip once I find the description of it.
You guys are obviously in an audience full of people, and there's about 10 people between you and them who are down there at the bottom of the last row.
Can I kick the person in front of me to clear space?
Sure.
How big? How tall is the tent that we're in?
Probably like 7 stories or something.
Jesus fucking Christ, 7 stories? That's insane.
It's,
All right. So the closest clown or whatever coming towards us, yeah.
No.
How many are there?
Five.
All right. So the one that's closest to us, I'm going to cast Sacred Flame.
Okay.
They have to succeed on a Dexterity saving throw.
That's going to be Dexterity 12.
You know that this is like a giant pile of hay and wood and like flammable canvas. And
yes,
casting fire spells, we're all going to burn alive.
Hooray! Yep.
So he's going to take...
interesting.
2D8. He's going to take 2d8 worth, 2d8 worth of damage, so...
Did the thingy monster shout that out loud?
Yes.
So that's 9 fire damage.
Right.
Wow, you rolled an 8 and a 1 on 2d8.
Yeah.
Well, Grant, do you want to get an action in here before we roll initiative?
Yes, I will. I will jump. Can I kind of slip down the between the seats and like drop down?
you want to worm your way through the. To the back of the bleachers, right?
I'd like to get down to ground level without running down towards the clowns, basically. Is that possible?
Yeah, but you're going to have to walk all the way, you're going to have to run all the way around.
Okay. I'll run all the way around. All
right, you slide through and run a little bit of ways around. Let's all roll initiative. All
right.
Okay. Rolling.
How did you get a minus one on initiative?
He's got he's got negative 3 dexterity, which is initiative. So
yay, a 7.
I got a 21. So we critically failed and then
critically succeeded immediately in a row.
Yeah, this is
Brian just explode.
Welcome to Omen.
That's right. That's how I roll, bitches.
Big swing.
And he rolls 20s and.
No one else rolls good. Everyone else rolls like trash in this game.
I consistently roll 2s and 3s. Except for it's hidden by the fact that I have such ridiculous plus numbers.
He rolls a 2, still passes because he gets a 15 on his stealth check.
All right, so you see that when Barakas burns one of them, they are in fact zombies that have been painted to look like
zombie clowns.
Ladies and gentlemen, the undead. Can I get a round of applause?
They did mention something about undead. I thought they were going to be vampires.
That would be cool. Do you know any vampires? We're looking for openings.
There's a guy hanging from the rafters who just happens to show up. What do you want to do? The ringmaster looks fairly clearly his plans are going awry. So what do you want to do?
I would like you. Where did it say the crystal was? In the top hat? Like,
no,
it...
this is fine. This is fine. There's always a couple of adventurers in every town.
Is there like the crystal? You said it's in his hat, but is it in his head?
Maybe. You are. It is unclear from this distance.
Okay, what's his distance?
He's about 100 feet away from you.
He's 100 feet. Okay, I'm going to go 30 feet towards him, Graham. Is it possible?
Yeah.
And then I would like to cast...
climbing over civilians and stepping on small children.
Come on, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Their mortal coils are in danger here, Graham. And then I'm going to cast a Gust of Wind. A line of strong wind, 60 feet long and 10 feet wide, blasts from you in a direction you choose from the spell's duration. Each creature that starts in its turn in that line must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pushed 15 feet away in the direction following the line. Any creature in that line must spend 2 feet of movement for every 1 foot it moves, moving closer to you. The gust disperses gas or vapor and extinguishes candles, torches, and similar unprotected flames in the area. It causes protected flames, such as those of lantern, to dance wildly.
I think he's trying to blow my hat off.
I want to blow his hat off.
Okay. So you blow the gust of wind. So the ringmaster does fail a strength saving throw, so he falls prone and falls to his butt. The hat firmly remained in place.
Firmly.
Firmly. Like, he falls over and, like, his head kind of pitches backwards, but the hat seems firmly attached.
Okay, so...
Super rude. Mega rude.
And then I am going to... so he's... Hang on, I'm trying to work out. He's 70 feet away from me now, right? Because you said he was 100 before, and I moved 30. Okay.
Well, let's say because your gust of wind wouldn't have worked if he was 70, let's say he's 60 now.
60? Okay. Okay. All right. All right, then. I will then... I wish to do an action surge.
Okay.
I am going to double...
What kind of system is this? Move, attack, move, attack?
No, as a fighter, I get an action surge, which allows me to do another turn, basically, within my turn. Yeah, I'm level 10 fighter, man, so I'm basically
once
a demigod.
Or like a gazillion times?
Just once. It's once per long rest, so...
That's fair. That's fine. I understand.
So I'm going to go over there with the intent to pin him and take his... crystal.
Okay.
In fact, if I can just, you know, the crystal out of his brain, I will.
Okay. So you are adjacent to him now, or are you still getting there?
Yes, I'm adjacent to him if I can move, if I can double move. So.
Yeah. Well, that's, you won't be able to grab.
Yeah, I get that, but like, he still has, like, I have a sentinel, remember? So he can't...
You do not. You switched out for luck.
No, I swapped
sentinel
my...
Sentinel for luck.
No, I didn't swap sentinel. I swapped my Polish mastery. Polar mastery.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I still have sentinel, so... but yeah, like, the idea is that when he's next to me, he literally can't move, so...
That's cool. Mm. I can dig that. Grant, what do you want to do?
I'd like to set the tent on fire, please.
Okay.
So I'd like to move to the side, just, you know, like the closest point, and I'm gonna spend my turn setting a little blaze, because apparently this place is very flammable, according to Mr. Zombie.
It's lacquered. It's lacquered felt.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to just find the nearest bit of tinder,
yeah, like anything that looks like will start a decent blaze up against the side of the wall.
Okay, that's cool. So as if the cow in the barn, you knock over the conveniently placed lantern that's next to the tent. That seems unsafe.
Yeah, kick it.
You knock it over. Okay, a blaze begins.
On dark night, where we were all in bed. Oh, little lantern in the shed. Right. Al kicked it over. She turned her head.
That's fine with your turn.
Fire.
Can I also bonus action to stealth?
Yes, you can. Stealth
I'm
in
not,
the
I'm
fire.
Not sure. I'm not sure how, like, literally, I've just set a blaze right next to myself.
Just hide behind the teenager kissing himself. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, there he is.
You can stealth in broad daylight inside of the ray of God, right, with that roll. Like,
oh my god.
So he rolled a 20, and then he adds his bonus of plus 13 to it. That's fucking stupid.
Okay, the ringmaster, go.
All right, your sentinel power.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't move, right?
The sentinel basically means that
if he hits you with an attack of opportunity, you won't be able to keep moving. You'll be stuck.
So basically, the way that it works is if you get hit by any of my attack of opportunities, you'll be stuck in place. Like, your movement will go to zero, and you won't be able to move.
Can't he not move away anyway because he's prone? So his movement action would just be to stand up.
That's right. Yes.
That's fine. I don't really care. What was your name again, Sonny?
So as you're saying that, I like wiggle my fingers and like my great axe appears in both my hands. I'm just like, it doesn't matter what my name is.
I'm sorry, two great axes?
No, a great axe appears in both my hands.
You said a great axe in both hands.
Yeah.
I heard.
Well, a great axe in both hands means a great axe that fills both of my hands.
No, it means a set. Grammatically, what you just said was, anyway, this argument's a segue. I don't care what weapon you have. I'm going to banish him.
Banish
yourself? Yeah.
So I'm going to read this verbatim. You attempt to send one creature that you can see, Corvo, within range to another plane of existence. The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished.
Charisma?
Oh my god.
Yay! Okay.
Gormunk's going on a trip!
Okay, that's all well and good. Let's see how well you can do this, because...
Against my nat 20.
I'm not doing anything to you.
So what did you say? A charisma saving throw?
Charisma saving throw.
What was the DC?
Do I have to tell you?
Yes, because I have Indomitable, so...
It is greater than 14.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. I will use Indomitable to reroll that, please.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, much better.
Much better.
Much better.
Which one do you want to take?
Take the two.
I have to take the new one, so.
Oh, okay. Yay. Yeah.
Alright, so Grant and Baracus, you guys watch in stunned horror, and everybody claps because it creates a bunch of light. Gormung, while you're there and you're looking at the ringmaster, you see that this the crystal is pulsing, and it has like sort of some sort of organic property because it's got like blood veins running through it.
Is this an attack on me?
Yeah.
Then I get an attack of opportunity.
Well, it's a spell. I'm not sure if that counts as an attack.
I'm pretty sure I do get that because of...
Give him the attack of opportunity. It doesn't interrupt my attack anyway.
Well, I have war magic and shit like that, so like maybe it does. Let me just double check the ruling on Sentinel. Because
I'm not gonna have it interrupt the spell, but just take the attack of opportunity. Because it is concentration, I will roll a concentration.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay, so attack of opportunity. 20. Does it hit?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
For 21 damage.
Okay. So you guys watch and everybody claps as Baracus, like a rip in the space-time continuums opens up, and Baracus falls through the floor.
You mean Gormung?
Gormung, you land in sort of like a puddle, but you're upside down on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You're in some sort of harmless demiplane of non-reasonable physics.
Okay.
And then the ringmaster wants to do anything else. You're concentrating now to maintain the spell.
Oh, it concentrates to keep him away?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But you can still move and do stuff. If you get hit, you're going to have to...
So I can cast other spells?
You cannot cast other concentration spells.
All right. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen... Move. Because the amazing disappearing half orc.
Yay!
Woo!
And the tent slowly burning up the side behind.
Those of you who are completely under hypnosis should now slowly start making your way out back to the cages. We seem to have a minor fire emergency. Probably one of those arsonist assholes. So just find the ogre clown in the back. He's marking the exits. There's exits to your left, right, front, center. Don't head towards the fire. Just a slow, orderly, single file line. Thank you very much.
All right, everyone does that. Baracus, what do you want to do?
So there's five clowns and the ringmaster. Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Right,
and you can see the ogre clown over on the other side is starting to shuffle people through.
I even destroyed the hypnosis wheel. Come on, man.
How far away is
he didn't destroy him
from me?
Sorry?
How far away is the ogre clown from me?
Oh, all the way across, 200 feet.
He's at the other, like, the exit.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame again on the same clown that I burned earlier.
Okay.
That is a dex saving throw.
Oh, deck saving throw. Excuse me.
Yep.
Natural 20.
Yeah, that doesn't save. So he takes fuck.
So everyone's dead.
He doesn't take half damage or anything on that. That sucks. All right. So I'm gonna rush towards the clowns.
The zombie clowns.
Yep.
Okay. People have now stood up and are now like shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone hypnotized?
It seems that way.
All of the normies.
Yeah, all of the non-important miscellaneous peoples.
Bloody normies.
Right, whose turn is it?
Rockus, anything else? Can move that way.
Yep. That was all my.
Gormung, you are in an upside down puddle on the plane of unreasonable physics.
Yeah, I take out the amulet that I have that allows me to dimensionally travel. You remember that thing? And I travel back to plane number one.
As a eighth dimensional triangle floats past you. You need to make an intelligence check, I believe, to go to the plane you intend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm gonna double check that.
No, that's what it was before. Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
20.
Oh.
All right,
that
should be fun.
Well, of course I picked the guy who can teleport.
Yeah, he That's stole right. off me, the bastard.
Yeah, I didn't trust you with it, and thank God I did.
All right, Ringmaster, Gormung reappears.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, that's
in the general area he intends.
Ah, oh, good for you. Right. The reappearing half-orc also.
I'm going to spend the rest of my move to go up to the ringmaster again.
Okay.
Stand next to him. I don't think I can attack after doing the thing, right?
I don't think so either.
Okay, then that will be my turn.
Grant, the tent's coming down.
Brilliant. I will. Am I in range to take a shot at this at the ringmaster?
Sure.
I would.
And I'm standing next to him, so you get your bonuses and all that shit.
I did also roll a 20 on my stealth, and that 20. Yeah. So.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're gone. So.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea that you started the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
I think this careless Baracus fellow, the robot lizard, or demon, or you don't even know what you are.
Is once again the careless misplaced cow. 19 will hit, only just.
And that's 29 damage.
Right there. Reckon you got that?
Ow.
Yeah, ow.
And can I just shout out, what exactly is your plan here?
I'm kidnapping people.
There's a voice from nowhere.
Right. Gormung, do we care about him kidnapping people?
Him attacking me and talking to me doesn't break his stealth?
No. Oh, 20. Not 20.
He can also, like, if he breaks stealth, he just goes back into stealth. So
he's just gone now.
Like, there is a reason why the gif of Homer Simpson going into the fucking trees is there, man.
Please address the gif of the former Simpson. All right, Grant, anything else? You're shouting. What'd you shout?
I shouted, Gormung, do we care about him taking people?
Obviously, what the fuck?
Why?
Well, he could use the crystal for other stuff.
Gormung, are you like a hero and this other guy you're with is a total villain?
Are you saying that out of character, or is this the ringmaster talking?
No, this is the ringmaster. You guys are having a vocal conversation.
Yeah, I'm also swinging my axe at you. So
like, no, you're not. You haven't been able to attack.
This is like within the 6-second rule, so yes, I will be swinging my axe at you.
I don't care. I'm still saying that.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, he's talking to me. You're not going to talk to me? I can't believe you associate with villains, Gormung. You're a much more upstanding half-orc than that.
He seems quite friendly. Maybe we can work something out.
Yes, let's work something out.
Give us your crystal. You can take all the people.
It's attached to my brain.
Give us your brain.
I need that.
I don't think you do.
I'm super certain I do.
Let's find out.
I'm pretty sure his top hat is mostly his brain as well.
He can keep the top hat.
Alright, Ringmaster, what are you going to do?
This guy is riding my ass. I'm going to cast Confusion on him.
Well, you can also Dimension Door away.
I mean, I could, but I'm still doing just fine.
Alright. We're on the same team, so...
That's what everyone thinks before Gormung hits them.
Alright. Gormung, Confusion spell.
Okay.
The spell Assault. Twist creatures' minds, spawning delusions and provoking uncontrolled action. Wisdom saving throw, please.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what Relentless Endurance does. Like, because I know I have a thing that stops me from getting fucked up by mental spells at this point. I just don't remember what it is. It's been so
long. Sounds like somebody fucked you up with a mental spell.
No, it's been a while since we played this game, so give me a second here. 5e players handbook, okay. Wait, no, that's 3.5. Why the fuck do I still have a 3.5 book? That's super
weird. So, Relentless Endurance is your half-orc thing, right?
Yeah, I think...
It doesn't have anything to do with mine stuff.
Okay, let me just check. I got it here. Okay. It would be under fighter classes, fighter... Class features, okay. Indomitable, saving rethrow, which I've already used. I don't think I have anything actually, so.
I don't think so either. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah. Right, for some reason, so I just thought I did. But... Anyway, so wisdom, you said?
Yep.
That's a 20, do you?
Could somebody roll sub 15 this fight, please?
No. I don't think you've ever fought Gormung before. He never rolls badly.
I haven't rolled dice yet, so...
Yeah, I was just about to say, I believe we have...
So that passes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You are not confused. Ringmaster, you're going
to
run?
He's got Sentinel.
I mean, yeah. I'm next to you. I get Attack of Opportunity anyway, so you can try and run. I mean, it's always up to you.
No. Well, I mean, there's no point in running.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Baracus, what are you going to do? Well, actually, the ringmaster is going to call over the. He's going to readdress the ogre zombie and or the ogre clown and.
Hey, Bobo. Squish.
And then Baracus. He realizes he's still connected to a fucking chain. So yeah.
Summon chain.
Alright, so how close am I to the clown zombies now?
Like 10 feet.
10 feet? Alright, I'm going to move in and whack at the one. Actually, no, I'll stay at 10 feet and I'm going to throw my new spear at him that always hits.
I mean, you're going to trust a weapon you got from these buffoons?
So you grab the spear, you chuck it, roll an attack roll.
Fuck. I'm trying to figure that out.
It's just, it's strength because it's a spear, and plus your proficiency bonus.
Oh, okay, so...
So it's 1d20 plus 6.
Plus 6.
Yeah. Wait, your strength is only 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only level 8.
What stats do you have?
14.
14. So you chuck the spear. You guys see, everyone sees this. The spear kind of begins to glow with blue light. The magic is activating. You also see the crystal in his hat glowing, and you guys watch the spear fly towards the zombie and then diverge towards Gormung.
Okay.
God damn it.
Does 14 hit you?
No.
Well, that,
it
that
strikes unerringly.
Oh, yeah, it always hits. So roll, I think it's just 1d6 plus your...
1d6?
You know, dexterity modifier, so minus 3.
So...
You can do negative damage to me.
You get healed for one hit point.
You have I heal you for 2.
Nice!
That's not how negative damage works.
No such thing. You take 1 damage, you always take minimum 1.
Okay. I will mark it down.
I think it bounces off his chest, basically, right? Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, I turn, I imagine it flies into my back and bounces off like a shoulder plate or something like that. I'm just like, Grant, stop being a fucking idiot. We're busy here.
It wasn't me this time.
That was the half lizard robot cyborg from the future.
Mm-hmm. He's basically a Borg tiefling. Gormung.
Yep. I'm gonna axe wreckage a question.
Yeah.
Is the question why you're hanging out with Clear
Villain? 13, is that a hit?
13 inches.
Okay. What the fuck? Rolling, please. That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. I missed both times, I guess, so.
Anything else?
I can't really use my bonus action for anything, so.
No, seriously, like, why the villain? Why hanging out with this serial arsonist?
I mean, I know he looks evil, but he's just a tiefling.
I'm fine.
Where is that voice coming from?
Okay, Grant, what are you going to do?
I will shoot at Mr. Ringmaster.
Alright.
What the fuck, okay. Man? What
Don't
the
infect me with your 13s, motherfucker.
Seriously, game, can we have a talk real quick? 13, 15, 13, 14, 13, 14. Like,
boo-hoo. Just for the record, I rolled higher than you, so...
No, you didn't. I think that you should, got a 5.
Yeah, you got 4s.
Yeah, bitch. That's... That's like saying, congratulations, we both got the herpes.
Yeah, but I got less herpes than you, so fuck you.
Are you sure you don't want to use your exploding weapon on me?
I fucking threw that in the bin, like, slash cut out to like a garbage can, and there's like the fucking alarm in there.
I'm also going, because like that miss just clearly called attention to me, I'm going to go slip back into the shadows. I'm going to slip back into a bush. Oh, look, there's a bush. Yeah.
That bush is on fire.
No.
The ringmaster.
That's a critical one.
No, you rolled a stealth. You take the first one.
You take the first one.
That's if you have advantage.
What's the second one for?
If it's for advantage. So basically, if you have advantage, you always take the higher of the two. And if you have disadvantage, you always take the lower of the two.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there's no reason have to be double. You can turn that off. The ringmaster has a go. The ogre is charging.
I think we should. Okay, Graham.
Yo.
What do they resist polymorph with?
Good question. Let's look.
Polymorph is resisted with, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's willpower, which is like wisdom, I guess. But like
wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom. I'm pretty sure it's wisdom, either that or it's intelligence. It's one of the two because it's like a system shock thing. I'm gonna have to look this up as well. It would be.
It's wisdom.
It is wisdom. Okay. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So at least that's what it was in 3.5. So it'd probably be wisdom here. So I was right. What's the DC on a system shock there? Is it pretty high or is it low?
The same. No, it's just his saving throw.
Really? That's fucking broken. You'll polymorph me into a duck and then I just fucking die.
Yeah, that's probably bad.
Right, I'm gonna polymorph Gormung.
into a cockroach, an amoeba.
Do I have to say before he resists?
Yes.
No, not really.
Mm. All right, let's reveal what I turn him into and successfully transform him.
Jesus.
Yeah, so we're going to make a wisdom save.
Okay.
This 16? Is 16 barely fails.
Oh, barely? Wait, this guy has a fucking DC of 17?
Or maybe 18.
He's the bad guy. What do you want?
To him not have an instant kill spell.
do you have luck?
Yeah, I do. I have two more lucks that I can use here. I don't know if I could use them on... Hang on. I'll look this up. I want to make sure I'm not, like, pooping on the game here if I do this. Where's the... They really need to put, like, traits somewhere better in this fucking book. Is it combat? No. Customizing options? What the fuck is it? Feats, there it is. Okay. Okay, lucky. Now, you have 3 luck points. You make an attack roll, an ability check, or a saving throw. You can spend 1 luck point to roll an additional d20. If you choose to spend 1 luck point after you roll a die. Okay. Cool. So, I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You're welcome, Gormung.
Feel free. Good luck.
That's with a +4, so... Oof.
Wow!
Chris Gormung!
At a critical 1, can I turn him into a dildo?
No, it's gotta be a creature.
Darn! Drat! Fine, I'm going to turn him into a cow.
Okay.
Do I die from that?
No. The creature is limited in its actions it can perform by the nature of its new form, and it can't speak, cast spells, or take any other action that requires hands or speech. The target's gear melts into the new form. The creature can't activate, use, wield, or otherwise benefit from any equipment. Okay. Sounds good.
Do I get my feats?
Please communicate only in moves, please, from that one.
Do I get my feats?
I believe that's a move.
No. you might want to look up cow stats, because that's where you're at now.
Okay.
See, I'm going for cow because they're lethargic, right? But sure. They're big enough for Bobo to still smash. If I turn him into like a cockroach or whatever, then he could like skitter away.
That's true. Cool. Ringmaster, you don't have anywhere else to go. I mean, he still gets attack of opportunity against you, but.
All right, hang on. I'm looking up cow stats.
Wait, does he still have Sentinel?
No, not really.
That's what I was asking, right? Yeah. Like, if I still get my feats and stuff.
So, Ringmaster, do you want to go anywhere else?
Am I not after Gormung, or is that?
No, I just went.
Oh, you just? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Is it so? How do I break out of a polymorph, Graham? Is it like every turn I get a chance to do something?
You have to rely on your allies to break the concentration.
It's a concentration spell. I'm keeping you polymorphed.
It's okay, so it is a concentration spell? All right. Now, were you dumb enough to make me a cow, or did you make me a bull?
I made you a cow.
You made me a cow? All right.
You can't gore me on your horns. I changed your gender, Gormung. Does that...
Up to one hour. So after an hour, you will revert back. So you're not permanently like this.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, to be honest with you. But I was more worried that that I would suffer system shock and die. All right, that's what I thought would happen.
Yeah, that's not really.
You thought polymorph was an instant kill?
It is in 3.5. If you fail a system shock roll, you just fucking die.
It is in every other edition.
Wow. Well then, anyway.
Well, it's a save or die situation. All right.
Behold this majestic cow.
Everyone's gone.
I was thinking of the cow from Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the big top is still burning down around us, right? We're all gonna die in a
Yeah, you're all gonna die in here anyway. Baracus, what are you gonna do?
Each turn is only 6 seconds, though. It's fine.
I'm sorry, Baracus. Before you go, these zombies are gonna attack you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
10 misses, I imagine.
Yep.
2, 2, 17.
Yeah, and as so that hits, and can I do a reaction first, or do I get my damage?
I guess you can do a reaction. Depends on what it is.
All right, so my reaction is casting Hellish Rebuke. It's one reaction, which I take in response to being damaged by a creature that I can see. It's instantaneous. I point my finger, and the creature that damaged me is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw. It takes, it's actually going to take 3d10 damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful save.
All right, so I'm going to say go ahead and roll that damage. You're still going to take your 3 whole bludgeoning damage.
Okay, 3 damage, got it.
I mean, most likely that creature will be disintegrated, so go ahead and roll the damage.
Well, he needs to do a dex save.
Yeah, I failed 4.
Okay.
Can you do that every time?
Yes.
That's stupid.
No, I can't do it every time. 17.
Okay.
I can only do it twice.
That zombie just, like, burns up into nothing. All right. Anything else?
You're putting in good work against those zombie clowns, robot from the future.
I'm going to start heading towards the ringmaster.
Are you an 8 yet?
Hmm?
Are you an 8 yet?
8.
Anger. He's calling you zombie. He's calling you robot.
Oh, yeah. He's pissed me off. I'm actually at a 9.
Robot from the future. That's cool, not an insult. It's cool, not an insult.
You shut up. I'm trying to make him angry.
Gormung cow.
Boo.
Yeah.
I fucking love cow.
Yeah, I'm just going to, I furrow my cow-like brow as I fucking just run at him, charge him as much as I can. I don't know. So I don't have cow stats. I looked them up. I couldn't find them in the player's handbook.
Oh, shockingly, cow unstatted in 5e.
Yeah. 1d20 plus 1.
Oh, so it's just un... okay. All right, let me look. Do I get my proficiency bonus?
No. No proficiency in cow natural attacks.
I mean, I'm a fighter, Graham. I'm a fighter, Graham. I'm a fighter, Graham. It says here, I'm proficient with all weapons.
This is not a weapon.
Martial weapon.
So you agree with me?
14.
14 does not hit.
This ain't my first rodeo, kid.
All right. Wow. And for my second attack, Graham, I would like to use my kick from my back legs.
All right.
Same roll?
Same roll.
A 6 is a perfect hit.
This ain't my first rodeo, kid.
All right,
Grant, stop milking that joke.
Grant, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to shoot that bitch.
You're very creative, voice from nowhere.
Thank you. Stop looking for me, please.
No.
Grant, could you do something, please?
Yep, wait.
Please communicate only in cow speak.
Okay. Sorry, he feels my anguish.
Listen, if I'm going to succeed one roll, it's going to be keeping me safe and not helping you, so... Yep.
When Grant's turn is done, the ogre gets to the cow. Cow, you're going to take some hits from the ogre, okay?
Sure.
Ogre clown, you have an AC of like... Well, 10? I guess it's more like... So it's like 13, okay? 13. Let's say 13.
Okay.
Ten misses again. Ogre is like, you gotta make up some eyes.
So whatever the sound effect of a cow rolling his fucking eyes is, like that, it's more like.
I think everyone's distracted by the fire. We're all missing.
Oh yeah, that happens too. Ringmaster, what are you gonna do?
So I'm concentrating to keep him polymorphed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Is the delicious sounding ice storm ability concentration?
I mean, it's a storm. Really? Okay.
Now, my hope here is that it's like AoE and I could just accidentally hit Grant.
All right.
So
yeah, it is. It's a 20-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder.
Right. So I'm just going to put that cylinder over the person I can see, though, which is Baracus.
Okay. Cool. And all your zombies, right?
Yeah, fuck them.
All right. Cool. So
they do 3 bludgeoning damage, and they don't even get attacks of opportunity when Baracus moves past them.
You probably have a basic idea of where I am. I imagine you could.
You're like the shadow. You're like Alec Baldwin up in this bitch, man. Come on.
A hail of hard ice pounds to the ground in a 20-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. Each creature in the cylinder must make a dexterity saving throw. Baracus, dexterity saving throw, please.
You should.
I have a check mark in my saving throw for dex, so it's just a straight up d20.
Okay.
13.
Oh, 13. Yeah.
Ringmaster, would you please roll 2d8 plus 4d6?
I didn't dodge it.
No.
Does that mean I'm not in the
His DC
area?
Is 17, man. Come on.
Oh my god.
Baracus, take what is that? Let's see. That's 7 bludgeoning damage and 13 cold damage if you have resistance to either of those.
No.
And hailstones turn the storm's area of effect into difficult terrain, so you're going to move at half speed until you get out of this, okay?
Okay.
Wait, right? Doesn't tieflings avoid difficult terrain? Or is that something else?
Grant leapt down and then ran that way, so and Baracus is going straight ahead, so they're not anywhere close to each other.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, I'm going to give you the. This is the opportunity for you all to surrender and leave with your lives intact.
Shut up!
No, I'm allowed to do this. I'm the bad guy, apparently, not the arsonist and serial murderer.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really a lot of gray area.
Yeah, we've had conversations about this gray area before.
So what I'm saying is, as the villain in this scenario, I am required by law to give you the opportunity to walk away.
In the statute.
So
it's in the bylaws.
You get the sound effect of a cow slapping his own udder with his back leg. It sounds like the sound of a man hitting a waterbed. You know, like,
I'm not sure what it's supposed to mean.
Exactly.
I don't speak cow.
Baracus, what are you going to do? You got to move through the difficult terrain, so you have about 5 feet of movement left.
Yeah. Hang on, let me look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you can't even get out of the difficult terrain this turn.
You could double move.
Yeah, you got to double move to get out.
Hold on.
Laser beam the ground and then walk on it.
That would be almost clever. Almost.
Yeah, but you don't want to burn that. For that.
Yeah, you want to get point blank range with him and you want to fucking Kamehameha him into the fucking sun.
Yeah, so how far away am I from the ringmaster?
Oh, 50 feet.
Fuck. So I can only move like 15 feet, right?
Right.
Hey,
all right, so I'll move 15 feet. Okay. And I'm gonna fling Sacred Flame at him.
Okay.
How do you only have cantrips, man?
Well, because some of my higher level spells aren't good unless I can touch the person.
Oh,
cleric. I'm trying to get close to him.
I mean,
whoa. You're a cyborg robot lizard from the future who's a tiefling and a demon and a cleric.
Yes.
There's no lizard in there. It's just tiefling, man.
Yeah, you added a bunch of stuff in there.
It's gray area, man. Gray area.
Look, this is what I've been hearing down the grapevine.
He also came out of a meteor that's crashed into the bottom of the ocean, if you want to fucking go even deeper.
Yeah.
Are you Godzilla?
Maybe.
We fought Godzilla inside of the meteor.
Why are you teamed up with...
I'm already at a 9.
Tweedledum here.
I'm already at a 9.
Motherfucker, right, so I'm basically a demigod at this point, so...
You are so much better than these two.
And I'm basically as hard to find as Carmen San Diego.
Baracus, anything else?
They find her every episode.
Take a flame.
Take a flame. What is that, saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw for the dipshit.
Alright, so, Ringmaster, unfortunately, your dexterity save is not very good. 1d20 plus 3.
Oh, shit. Do I have any spells that fucking nail into that guy?
Really? A 20? Yeah, that beats it.
Alright.
What is your DC save anyway?
Hop, skip, 14. Jump.
You're a professional spellcaster and your DC save is as good as a fighter's?
I'm a cleric. It's my wisdom. My spellcasting ability is wisdom. And that gives me a 14 DC.
And that's why he's with these Chuckle Fox.
All right.
All right, Barmung, what are you going to do?
Because he's super cool.
Okay. What's a good way of breaking, what are some, give me a handful of ideas here, like actions I can do to break concentration on the wizard.
He has to take damage and then I'll make a constitution save.
So he has to take damage. Is that pretty much it? Okay.
So even though you will probably do very little damage as a cow, if you actually hit, you'll still break.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You have a chance of breaking my concentration.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you said I can't cast spells at all?
Sure.
Even if it's not non-verbal and non, like, hand gestures, whatever?
That's what Polymorph said.
I think that's all of them.
Is it? Okay.
What if it's just hand stuff?
What about if I shoot laser beams out of my eyes somehow?
Well, if you were...
Hand stuff is what I do. Leave the hand stuff to me.
Look, that's an interesting question, and it would be an interesting question if I had Polymorph, the cyborg robot lizard from the future, who's also a champion cleric.
Do I get my weapon Eldritch Knight stuff?
No.
It's weapon stuff.
Why would that work?
Because I can use a bonus action at any point to bring things in, and it doesn't require any particular skills.
Is this the weapon you were wielding when you were polymorph?
I have two that I have.
All right, I guess.
The other one is a javelin.
But the thing is, it's going to appear in front of your cow body and hit the ground.
And yeah. And then I'm going to... It's going to appear in my mouth, good sir, and I'm going to use it as a spear to fuck your shit.
It says you can't
shit.
Use equipment when you're polymorphed.
Yeah.
So you can't. Even if you say, I can pick it up in my mouth.
Plus one. Okay? You can do it.
I just want to be a cool cow with a spear in my mouth, and I want to fuck up a mage with it, man. Come on.
I know what you want, Dave, but we're playing D&D.
How's a 17? Is that good enough?
17 is his armor class.
Oh!
Ah!
Alright. So go ahead and roll javelin damage with no like bonus or anything.
Just okay.
You're letting him use the javelin?
Yeah. So I'm just like, I stare at you and I'm just like, you know, do the like the feet in the sand sort of thing, you know, like cows.
For what
do
purpose
did
I polymorph this man if he can still use weapons?
And
I ask you.
A javelin just ethereally appears right in front of me. I grab it with my mouth and I fucking charge in, coming in hot, like my hot new album, and I'm gonna roll 1d6 plus 5.
Where's he getting the plus 5?
Proficiencies.
You don't get the proficiencies.
Yeah, don't. So just the dice, okay?
Just d6.
Okay.
You're a cow.
5 damage.
Shit's fire.
So the ringmaster is going to make a concentration save, which is a constitution saving throw. His concentration is very good, or it's better. So 1d20 plus 5.
What's the DC?
I think he had to beat...
Doesn't matter, man. He's not impressed at all by a cow stabbing him with a javelin.
No, he's not.
You know, as a ringmaster, you should just polymorph everyone and then just make them do things.
This ain't my first rodeo, kid.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry.
All right, Grant, what are you going to do about it?
So, when you said surrender, what's the deal you're offering?
There's no deal, just leave.
What about the cow?
So take him. He'll stay a cow for like an hour. So just take him away as a cow. He'll revert back to normal. I'll take all these people I've kidnapped and leave. I don't care about you guys at all.
Interesting. Bracchus. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, he's got that crystal. And you don't know what those things do to people. He could just start torturing all these people he kidnapped. And that's
I'm not torturing them.
Yeah, we're going to believe that.
Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick it in.
What are you doing with him?
I mean, our leader right now is a cow. Do we really care if he's torturing people?
He's also, like, at this point, flourishing a spear around his head. You know, like a fucking dancer or whatever. Yeah.
Grant, are you trying to piss me off? Because if you're trying to piss me off, it's fucking working. We're going to stay here.
Isn't that convenient?
We're at least going to get that goddamn crystal out of his head.
Brachus, I'm going to kill you first.
Please do. All right, I'll take a shot then, seeing as apparently we're not allowed to walk away. Jesus.
You're allowed to walk away. You're allowed to walk away, Grant. You can't just abandon them.
Thank you. 17.
Roll your damage, bitch. Let's go.
19, yeah.
Another concentration save.
How much damage did I take there, by the way?
19.
19, yeah. If only you weren't in combat with a cow.
Is 15 enough to maintain concentration?
That's a good question. I think it's 10 plus the spell level, so the DC's 14.
Yes.
Jesus
still a cow.
Fucking Christ. It's, okay, whatever.
Stop. Back into the cells.
The ogre is going to take some shots at the cow. Natural one.
Nice.
Tenses.
Yeah.
The zombies are going to try and the zombies are going to walk right into the hailstorm and they're going to all disintegrate.
Yeah. Zombie clowns are a dime a dozen, literally.
Ringmaster, what are you going to do?
Man, that ice storm was super effective.
You should totally try and hit me with it.
No, I'm going to kill Brachus. Ice Storm Brachus.
All right, another one? Just a line of ice storms?
Sure.
All right. Another, what was it? Saving throw. Dexterity save.
Yeah, I got a 14.
That's his spell save, right? No, his spell save is 17. Yeah,
so same damage, 2d8 plus 46. 24.
That's a lot of sixes, man.
Oh, God. I'm down. I'm unconscious.
Also continuing to take damage from the ice storm as time goes on.
Hooray.
You will eventually die.
Dead AF. Yeah.
Gormon, what are you going to do?
I'm coming in. Also, I realized I didn't get my second attack last turn, so, you know.
You don't get any powers when you're a cow.
Yeah, you only get what you get.
I'm a level 10 cow, bitch.
How many times do you have to explain this?
I'm a level 10 fucking cow. I've got more experience as a cow than most cows have in their entire lives.
Could I use my orcish resilience as a cow?
Look, I'm half cow, half human, half orc, okay?
You use your cow resilience. It didn't give you anything, but it sounds cool.
Look, cow. Resilience. Cow. Brachus is unconscious over there. He's gonna die. Just go pick him up in your cow mouth and leave. Yes.
Brachus, we pass your turn on the way there. I need you to make a death saving throw, please.
Okay.
Oh, these are always good.
these are fun.
Well, I'm not gags anymore, so they're gonna be shitty.
Oh, shit!
Why would you
say that? Why would you? Oh my!
There's God. One failure.
There's two failures.
There's two failures.
Yeah.
All right, Gormung, what are you gonna do?
Take your friend and leave while he still breathes, cow man.
As you say that, I'm ramming a pike into your fucking guts. Let's go.
All right.
Sure. 19. Bring it, bitch.
Ow.
2 damage. Doesn't matter. Let's go. Let's drop this save. Let's drop it like it's hot, motherfucker.
Right,
yes!
Oh!
No!
Do I have luck?
I'm going to use my second attack as Gormung to bring down the hacks.
Sounds good.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
25 for 21 damage. Let's go, motherfucker.
Ow.
All right, Ringmaster, are you bloodied at all? Are you half?
What do I have to be at?
Half of what your max is.
Hold on, math. Yes, I am down past half.
Okay. Gormung, anything else?
Nope. I just look at him and say, it's time for you to move on, motherfucker.
Uh-huh,
Take one damage. Grant, what are you going to do?
Look, I can make guns.
Brakkus is going to die. Am I the only person here who cares?
Yes. Well, actually Brakkus probably cares, but...
Wow.
He's a new character. Nobody cares.
Fucking balls.
Wow.
I like the idea that, like, this entire time while a cow is fighting a wizard, there's just like...
Yes.
You know, just like... I like the idea that the ogre's in there just went like, oh.
Why can't I hit this cow?
All right. Brandon, stealth, good. Ringmaster, what are you going to do?
Try and hit me with the ice.
Do it.
The thing continues to burn and like bits of flaming ash or, you know, the whole area is ashy and it's very warm and stuff like that.
It's getting hot in here.
So, Ringmaster, what are you going to do?
So how burned is the big top?
Half.
Half.
You could say that it is basically your life bar if you were fighting a boss. You know, like...
That's good. That's a good idea.
Half burned, combat 6 seconds. Brakkus is still dying from Ice Storm, right? Or do I have to finish him off?
He will die this turn, no matter what.
If he fails.
Unless you save him.
Yeah, there's literally no way for me to even get in there to save him, even if you let him.
He can pass his...
He can roll a 20 and then get two positives. Like, that's...
Grant, he's in. Automatically deal damage to him on causing him to automatically fail his last saving throw.
Oh fuck it, I never liked him anyway.
Yeah.
God, this is just, you guys are fucking dicks,
dude. There's no way we can save him. It's difficult terrain in a fucking ice storm. I was a cow until I hurt you just now.
I've been through my 5 stages of grief. I've got through it. Let's all move on.
All right, Ringmaster, what you gonna be?
I'm gonna cast Hold Person on Gormung.
Attack of opportunity. You're within arm's reach of me, bitch.
Are you sending the teenager at him?
It's the hold person.
I'm not done making out yet.
I finally have a make-out partner.
You can go ahead and make that attack. So,
hold person is a wisdom save.
Wisdom save? Right, you did it. Wow.
Yeah, do it.
Hold person, huh?
He's stationary now, right?
You're paralyzed for the duration. At the end of each of its turns, you can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target.
Okay.
The ogre is
I'm the only person that cares about Brakkus.
You murdered me.
You killed him. That's like saying calling the kettle black there, I think.
So I'm going to now that he's stationary, I'm going to move away from him.
Okay. He's paralyzed.
All right.
He can't take reactions anyway, so
how far away do I get from in a single move?
30. You'd get 30 feet.
Okay.
Towards the exit or towards the back?
Away from the burning half of the top pent, big top.
Right. The ogre is going to attempt to grab Gormung. Gormung, you obviously take disadvantage, okay?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
You gotta pick athletics, I assume.
Yeah.
Alright, it's gonna roll a 20, you gotta beat 20.
I got an 18.
You were also, not only are you held person, you were also grabbed by the ceaselessly loyal ogre clown.
I made friends with that ogre for a reason.
There, he's like, what's going on? And then a piece of hail the size of his head crushes his face into the dirt, and he's dead. His brains go shooting out of his head that way.
The laser beam just like...
Look, you menaces to society have now killed the coolest member of your troop.
Debatable.
After committing arson and wanton serial murder, I will be doing the world a favor killing you.
Alright. Brakkus is a piece of shit.
He was.
My other character of this game was way better.
Oh, I wish Gags was still alive.
Yeah, Gags would have fun here.
Yeah.
I should have made you act more like a Borg, like trying to, you know, proselytize more, but we didn't really get there. Cormon, what are you gonna do?
I'm held, right? I can't do anything, and I'm paralyzed, right?
Make another wisdom save.
Oh, on my turn? Okay, I thought it was on his turn. 16?
16, still no.
Wait, what is his DC? I thought it was 14. No, it's 17, right.
14 okay. To hit me, 17 to resist me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Grant, what are you going to do?
Gormung, things are looking kind of shitty. Should we just...
You know what? I'm going to... Actually, I'm going to use my last lucky.
Oh.
Okay.
Really? On the save?
Yeah, I can get out, man, and chase you down like the nerd you are.
Remember, you're still also held by an ogre.
You're talking to literally the strongest a character can be, right? Like, it's
right,
fine.
Right.
So what's that? That's with a +4. Okay.
You walked out of a nuclear explosion.
I did, yeah. I also fell off a giant fucking mountain.
Yeah, you hit a snail or a slug or something. Though.
All right, so... Yeah, okay, that's not good. Yeah, all right. Yeah. My luckies have been considerably unlucky.
So I'm going to carry on where I left off. Gormung, maybe we should just leave.
I'm paralyzed. I, like, slowly turn my head to you, and I'm just like...
I don't speak cow. What does that mean?
Drool coming out of your mouth.
Okay, so current situation.
Well, I mean,
Barakas was the best of you.
Barakas's brains is everywhere, correct? Don't. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Gormung is held not only by a spell but also by a giant ogre. And Mr. Wizardy Woz is running away.
He's, you know, out of let me put it also in perspective here. I have 104 hit points. He's done 100. He's done 1 damage to me.
Yeah, but I killed one of you.
True.
Yeah, but you killed the weakest of us.
Okay, sure.
I had 44 hit points.
He had 44. I could have killed him in 2 turns.
Okay, fair,
one turn
fair.
Actually.
Yeah, one turn.
Fair. Okay, but let me restructure this thought. If Grant should die also, then I just keep you locked down with crowd control and whittle you down, and there's it's just over. But you could both leave alive.
No, we're hunting you down, man. Taking that
okay,
pistol.
Well, I mean, sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, so Grant, without a response from me, what would you do?
Leave and run away? Leave him to die?
He did hit me pretty hard the last time we had a fight. It almost killed me.
No,
you could just leave and never see Gormung again.
That's very tempting.
Go off and be a serial arsonist and murderer in some distant town.
Whoa. I'm not a serial arsonist or murderer.
I know for a fact you've multiple...
A piece of burning wood falls on a child right next to me.
I also like the idea that the lock of hair that you took from the girl that you killed in the past couple
of
episodes,
I didn't take a lock of hair.
Just falls out of your chest. Yeah.
I didn't take a lock of hair. I burned her.
I honestly think you're taking keepsakes of everyone you kill. But you have to be. You're doing all that kind of fucked up.
No, I mean, I may have an arm of that dude we chopped up in my backpack, but aside from that, I don't have any.
Holy shit.
You know what? This
fucking game.
Let's see who burns first, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Am I in range?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume you've maintained range.
Yeah.
With your stealth.
Okay.
You're pretty good at using the bow.
He said as he fails for the 5th time in a row. Oh, well, your stealth's good.
Yeah. every time I fucking whiff it on the goddamn bow. And what have I rolled on my bow? I've rolled a 4, a 6, what else? A 9.
You haven't rolled below a 6 itself for like
a 5.
When was the last time you actually hit anything with your bow? Aside from killing my kills that I so gracefully whittled down from like a billion health to nothing.
Well,
and you're just
see,
like,
this is why I can't hit him. You haven't got him down far enough yet, you dickhead.
Yeah. I mean, I got him down to half health with a cow. So
can I shift a little bit further towards the exit, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
All right, Ringmaster.
Oh. Right. I'm going to Bobo. Hold him at arm's length. You don't want me to accidentally hit you with this.
His hand gets cut off by an icy blast.
No, in this case I'm going to lightning bolt you.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Where's lightning bolt? Oh, there it is. Okay, stroke of lightning.
Lightning bolt.
Do you need clear skies to do this?
5 feet wide, blast out from you in a direction you choose. Unfortunately, this is also going to hit Bobo, okay? You win some, you lose some.
Is this a concentration thing that he has to... Like, can he cast this while concentrating?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been only casting spells that don't need concentration.
All right, dexterity saving throw. Obviously, you have, there's no such thing as double disadvantage, so you have disadvantage.
Double disadvantage. It's called being tied up with these two gobbledygoops. What was that, sir?
Bobo rolled a natural 20.
Oof.
I rolled a natural 20 as well.
I told him to hold you at arm's length.
Yep. Okay, so actually, I told you wrong in our chat. It's 8d6 lightning damage.
Excellent. 30.
30 points of lightning damage. Also, the area, the building that's just adjacent to the tent, the lightning bolt goes through the tent and starts burning that building too.
Now, who's the arsonist?
That was an accident. I knew you were going to say something, you little piece of shit. Why don't you come out here and fight me, Monoam Cow?
What? I'm not a cow.
I know. If you come out here and fight me, I'll turn you into a cow. It'll be Mono a cow.
That doesn't give me any incentive to come out there.
You've never wanted to be a cow?
No.
Free milk for life.
That sounds like cannibalism.
You don't have to eat other cows when you're a cow.
If you want to fight Mono a Mono, fight me, you piece of shit.
No, I said Mono a cow.
Even as a cow, I was kicking your ass.
You did.
Fine. I mean, he's not wrong.
Cow.
Gormung, what are you going to do?
Wisdom save?
Wisdom. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, come on, game. Throw me a fucking bone here.
No. You remain held. Grant.
Bonus action, I want to use Second Wind.
Okay, sure.
Which is 1d10 plus... plus 10.
Is that a heal of some kind?
Yep.
It's a personal heal, yeah. Mm. Okay, Grant. Do you want Bobo to be walk anywhere with Gormung?
Can he start, like, crushing?
We'll do that on his turn. Grant, what are you gonna do?
We're rolling, like, ass.
Just fucking save me or something.
Fuck.
For you, ding! Like, oh, I just imagine that it's like perfectly stationary.
He's rolling at a +8, and that's what he's getting.
Is there a breeze coming in from somewhere?
just a slight breeze, you know?
Is the ogre blowing my arrows away from him?
It's called a backdraft. When the building is burning down, there's
you're a backdraft.
Huge fluctuations in air pressure because you know you're burning the building down.
All right, Grant, make it happen.
I've done my stealth and my short bow. I missed my short bow.
Okay. 22 with my stealth. Take some crushing damage from Mr. Ogre.
Wait, is there a way? Doesn't he have to like do some.
I'm still rolling to attack. You haven't taken anything yet. I'm still gonna
roll. Okay, yeah.
What's your armor class?
19.
All right, so one attack's gonna go through.
Okay.
You're gonna take 8 bludgeoning damage or crushing damage.
Okay, 8.
All right, Ringmaster, what do you got?
Hold him at arm's length again, Bobo. Lightning bolt.
Okay. Dexterity saves.
I like that video.
Bobo rolls a 2 that time, so he's
Sorry, Bobo.
He takes the damage. He took half damage last time. He's taking full damage this time.
Wait, oh, he still took okay. damage. Mm. Ah.
So go ahead and roll 8d6 damage.
Jesus.
33. Bobo looks very unhappy.
All right, Bobo, that's the last one. Sorry. But I've taken a considerable chunk out of Gormung. I hope I've driven the point home that you are still able to both walk away from this alive.
All right, Gormung, what are you going to do?
Wisdom.
I guess.
Come on, for fuck's sake. Right.
Sounds good. Brett.
Gormung.
You want me to get out of here? You fucking help.
Trust me.
Just fucking do something, you piece of shit.
I'm gonna run outside.
Okay.
And of course.
And I'm gonna run around. As I run outside, can I pick up, like, anything flaming? Like, maybe...
There's tons
of... I mean, there's pieces of, like, flaming bits of support in the... Yeah.
I'll pick up that, and I want to run... as much as I can, I want to run around the non-flaming side of the tent and start setting it on fire.
Okay.
All right, so the rest of the big top that's already completely going to burn down is going to burn
down.
Well,
no, further down, like where you sent the civilians.
So I like the idea that I'm getting crushed. I like the idea that I'm getting crushed, and I'm just like, I turn over to the ringmaster. I'm just like, so what are you, like, eating them or something?
No, I'm taking them back to my evil lair, quote unquote, where I pump them full of mana and then eventually take the mana out and I get a bunch of mana.
All right.
I was hoping it'd be something interesting, but you're just a piece of shit.
No, yeah, I'm just gonna become a super awesome, powerful wizard. Piece of shit.
Gormung, you take 11 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Okay, Ringmaster, what are you gonna do?
Are any of my spells not also gonna hit Bobo?
If they're area of effect, they hit him too.
Is fireball area of effect?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you want to fucking hear, man.
How big is fireball?
fireball.
All right. Well, I'll just hold reaction in case Gormung breaks hold person and re-hold person him and just have him crushed to death by Bobo eventually, because Grant's gonna burn down the building in 10 years.
All right, Gormung.
Wisdom. Oh, for fuck's sakes.
You can do it, Gormung. So can I find out where the civilians have gone?
Do what? Ask them where they're going? Like, all you need to do is fucking hit him once so I can break free of this shit. Run up to the dude and stab him. You have papers.
No, I'm not doing that. That would be an incredibly silly idea.
Oh, you're stealthy. We could not save you.
Yeah?
Make an investigation rule.
Aye.
The fucking salt. Come on, man. Why don't you actually attack and do something?
So this battle's raging indoors as Gormung takes damage after damage after damage. We star wipe outside to Grant.
Just like licking his finger.
I put my hand up. I'm like, there is a breeze out here. I knew it.
You find a line of shuffling footprints that come out of town.
Are they in like a building or?
Oh, they've been carted off in a big wagon train of cages.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've left like completely?
Yeah.
So
they've walked as far as they can get it, however many rounds this has been.
Ah, tits.
Yeah, tits. Yeah, fucking tits.
So we're like in the town area, right?
Yeah, sure.
Edge of town?
Like, but there's still, like, clustered buildings and...
Yeah.
Occasional.
So, if I was to set a fire,
Like, where would be the...
Why?
Where would be the best place to set a fire that would, this, like, spread it has to been the rest
this
of the...
Wreckage. It has been this for fucking 21 episodes.
I can see why Graham is quitting Die Party and never coming back.
Well, it was this and grabbing his pants. So.
Yes, I crapped my pants.
Why are you going to set a fire?
If we're going to lose, everyone else is going to lose too.
That's... Gormung, you are with a 1,000% villain.
Alright, Ringmaster, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, shades of grey, man. So yeah, I'd like to start setting a fire.
Tell
so
you what,
that it
Gormung,
will spread to the rest of the town, basically.
Tell you what, Gormung, right now... Your compatriot is burning the town down for no reason.
You do not know that, sir. You have no idea that's happening.
I do, actually.
Oh, crap.
Considering most of the dude's gone, he can figure to make some assumptions.
I will release hold person on you if you tell me right now we're going to go after him and kill him because he's more evil than me.
I sort of look at you and I got like blood running out of my ears and my eyes and shit. Because he's just literally squeezing my internal body together and you've been zapping with lightning bolts and shit. And I'm just sitting there just like, oh, I'd actually really like that.
I snap my fingers and hold person is break. I said, Bobo, put him down.
All right, Bobo, put you down. Keeps a hand on you, but put you down on the ground.
It's a... I look over at Brash, Abracus, and he's like, you know, I did start this with actual interesting friends and companions. The good ones die. And I stand up and it's like, he's going to be hard to find.
Yes, but I've got... As soon as I see him, I can just hold person him like I did you. And then you can go to town, which I'm sure you've wanted to do for 21 weeks.
Longer.
Well, it's my understanding that Grant did not bonus action stealth at the end of his turn, so as the...
I did not know.
The wall burns away, reveals Grant standing there.
I hold person Grant?
Well, it's not your turn anymore.
Oh, darn. Okay, fine.
Gormung, what do you do?
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
okay. Well, okay. Tell me about this fire, Graham.
Which fire?
The one that...
There's a couple of fires at this point.
The result of combustible carbon material.
Is there danger to people? Is there danger?
It will be.
Just said I'm going to burn the whole city down so that everyone loses with us.
Yes.
Okay, gust of wind.
Okay.
I'm going with the intent of putting out the fires.
Easy enough. As the rules state, he hasn't gotten too far yet, so you can blow that out.
Yep. Gust of wind actually does put out fires, by the way.
Yep. Grant, what are you going to do about it?
Can I do anything?
No. In fact, you need to make a strength check.
Strength check.
Let me check. Where is it? Strength saving throw. We're of 14. Okay.
Okay, so you're not prone.
Yeah.
Grant rolls well when it's for himself.
Yeah. It's like,
just true.
I just stand there and I'm just like, why are you so obsessed with burning this fucking town to the ground?
I'm not. It's just what needs to happen next.
I look at Gormung like, I do the Jackie Chan.
Whose turn is it now?
Grant.
So, is the fire put out?
Yeah.
Great news, Grant! I'm lying right now, by the way. he's agreed to leave, and we're all just gonna leave. And we're all gonna... He finally, after you abandoned him, agreed to just retreat. so you guys can just go off and be on your way.
There's the open road. It leads to Hawaii.
Or wherever.
Or, you know, or the equivalent thereof. Space Hawaii, whatever.
You'll find new interesting places to burn things down and kill people.
Wicker huts and...
Ooh, wicker goes up good. I've heard that there's a place where they've invented asbestos.
I'm going to bonus action stealth.
Ah, you didn't buy it.
So 32.
Okay.
I imagine I kind of just, you know, duck down behind something, and I'm going to shoot Mr. I don't know his name. What's your name?
International
I'm
Man of Mystery.
I'm not telling you.
It's
well,
the International
I'm not
Man
fucking...
of Mystery.
Sorry. Island.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him.
I'm a high-level wizard. Haven't you ever heard of true name?
21.
Where was this when I needed it?
This is for me.
He is no longer adjacent to an enemy.
But I did stealth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was 32 successful enough for a sneak attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You stealth before you attack, so you're out of stealth now.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That is...
22.
How much damage am I taking?
23.
Ow. Ah, all right. Okay. My turn?
Right, Ringmaster.
Hold person Grant.
Wisdom saving throw.
18?
Yep.
Jeez. Okay, apparently all of a sudden he's an amazing fighter.
All right, Gormung, what do you do?
Okay. Suddenly it's become Gormung's choice.
I
don't think it is.
Do the following things. I tweedle my fingers. The great axe appears in my hand again. And I'm going to bring the axe down on the wreckage character.
I'm not near you, so you have to move first.
That's not a problem. I get to you.
All right.
So let's go. 22 and 20. Ooh, you're dead.
Oh, Chris.
You are fucking dead.
How much damage do you deal?
I do 42 plus 38 damage.
Holy shit.
So that's 59 plus, that's 60, 70 damage.
70 damage?
Yep. Yeah, he critted.
And I still don't get luck, Graham?
No.
Can we have this narratively? Like, if he's dead, yeah. I'll have this narratively.
Did you die?
Barely, but yeah, at 70 damage.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, so basically, I see this whole person, and I'm just like, it goes off, and his back's turned to me, and I'm just like...
So you realize you're the bad guy, right? I say as I die.
I turn to him and just like, you were harvesting people for mana, and you're calling me a bad guy. Lesser of two evils.
I wasn't hurting them, and you're teamed up with a serial murderer and arsonist.
Sup?
Yeah, so the cut goes into your back, and I guess you turn around and you say this like nonchalantly, like, eh.
And then my necromancy spell stops and I turn into dust.
So I bring
shoot him in the dick.
I bring the axe down on your neck, and then you just go and turn into dust, yeah? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Alright.
Wait, was he a vampire?
I don't know. And
it turned into dust.
I turn to the ogre. I turn to the ogre and I'm just like, you have a choice. The ogre's gone?
The ogre was a zombie, so.
Oh, okay.
They turn to the ogre like, we don't have a. Oh, he's gone.
Where's the ogre him? Says, I was the true master.
Yeah. So I walk outside to Grant, you know, and I'm just like, you're a real piece of shit, you know, then. As, like, the tent comes down. Just, like, fucking... And Barash's body just, like, sizzling in the background, like, fucking some sort of, like, Anakin Skywalker style. You know, just, like, burning.
Yeah.
I know that.
You know, after this, I never want to see your face ever again. But there's one thing you can do to redeem yourself.
No, we can't.
Okay.
We're going Grant, after these.
Grant turns to Gorwing and says, you know, we made a pretty good team back there.
All part of the plan, buddy boy.
We're going after these civilians.
You son of a bitch. Yeah.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah. We're going after these civilians. And you're not saying no. And after that, you go your way, and I go mine.
And then we walk off into the sunset. You can go your own way. Why are we going after the civilians? Surely, like...
Do you really need to ask that fucking question?
Like, no, I do.
Are you going to sit here and you're going to ask that fucking
question? No, I'm gonna stand here and ask the question. Like,
right, that argument fades out.
Yeah.
Man, roll credits.
Yeah.
You can go your own way. I get the feeling that we end up just in an eternal party, always getting new members and them always dying and you being stuck with me.
No, unless you're gonna do the thing where you keep following me, right? Like, I'm just like, go away, Grant.
You had your opportunity for justice. You had your opportunity to defeat the real villain.
We got justice. You were an evil undead.
It's all good. It's all good. It would have been really against his character to like fight him anyway, so yeah.
Question.
Shit.
If Grant, sorry.
Go on.
I was just gonna say, if Grant had missed, would that have changed anything?
Oh yeah,
probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
The nature of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
No, well, I meant for Gormung. Like, if Grant had missed that shot and not hit him.
Oh yeah, I'd still be alive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I think what would have changed it more likely is if that held person went off.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if that actually went successfully, it probably would have been different, because there's literally no other way to have caught you. You're a slippery fish. So, yeah. So, shit, I guess, I mean, that sort of wraps up Omen. I mean, we weren't entirely sure how long the wrap-up of this game would have been, but, yeah, with Floof going off to greener pastures, seems like an appropriate time to sunset the campaign. So I guess we get like a montage of where they are now, Graham.
The world, it's just a whole load of graves.
The world never solved the crystal crisis, I guess.
30 minutes later, in the arms of, and there's like just everything is waste. Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, I mean, this doesn't really mean anything to anybody, but the Crystal Crisis occurs in my other game too, so it's still occurring. Oh. So it there's hope yet for the people that don't really exist to be saved
by somebody who's actually a good person.
I mean, yeah. Are you still on this?
Heroes.
Yeah, I'm still on this. I'm gonna haunt Gormung.
But yeah,
feel free. That's not my issue.
I'm going to haunt him until he hunts you down and kills you.
So maybe when I, you know, finally return to this planet and bring my next adventure, be gone for a while while I get a new school year sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but as it stands right now, Omen has come to a close. So let's go around and have...
The game that successfully ended, didn't just end randomly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The other one was Atuve, which, you know, had some good endings as well, I believe. But I still think the best ending we've done thus far is this one. Like, if I saw this ending in a movie, right, I'd just be like, really? fuck those guys.
It would have been a really good ending if the villain convinced you to turn on the clearly evil Grant. And then, like, maybe you then killed the villain.
I mean, yeah. He's not really evil.
It would have been a better ending. But What would you say the best ending was?
I think this one.
I really like this ending. Yeah.
It's
the best ending we've ever done.
No, with Graham, out of a 2VL, this one. I like how this one wrapped up with just like a fuck you to the audience, basically, which pretty much sums up the entire fucking campaign in a nutshell. But yeah, I really enjoyed my time with this. This has been one of the funniest games I've been a part of in a while.
Yeah.
It was a comedy program.
It was, yeah, definitely. I've never played a high level D&D character before, so it was fun to just be like, yeah, I swing my axe and 90% of the time I decimate motherfuckers. It's pretty much in part due to that great ends of sharpening that we got in episode 7 or something like that. Because it's
from the water genie, I think, or something.
The water genie, yeah. Let's do some shout outs. Sheepdog, let's hear something from you, brother.
Hey guys, I'm Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search for me, you'll find me.
What was your favorite part of this game, if you don't mind me asking?
I have to say the investigation episode.
That's the highlight.
It was so funny. Like, if I was to highlight a moment, it would have been Grant in the tree shifting in and out of the bush. Like that moment was just hilarious.
You mean when Gags died? Yeah, no, that was
But the spritzer episode, the investigation, like that was like, I seem to remember Gags was still turning into a frog at that time.
Yeah,
you know, like, I mean,
I forgot about that.
I understand like where Graham's coming from, like, you know, preferring to stay in the dungeon, but I think all of the animatable moments, you know, like moments you could see ending up in an animation, like, you know, short. Like, we had so many of them off we came out of the dungeon. Like, there are so many like really good comedy moments and really entertaining.
Once we left the dungeon, that's when it became a comedy program.
Yeah, and I loved every second of it. Like, you know, I really enjoyed being in the dungeon. I love coming out of the dungeon. I love being in the town and interacting with all of Graham's NPCs. Like,
The thing is that the dungeon really was good for Gormung and Pudmi, but not really for Grant. And the city stuff was better for Grant to do. And I kind of knew that, but.
Yeah. That's kind of the problem with, in my experience, Dungeons and Dragons is like you either make a decision early on where you retreat from battles or you push through battles, and we kind of struggled with both sides of that, given that we had one character who was capable of pushing through, another one who was capable of pushing through, and Grant who was pretty much the opposite of that as well. So it was kind of like this weird...
And another one that was capable of being pushed through tiny spaces.
That's true.
Oh god,
Gags.
Missing the gnome.
Gags was like... When you came in with that voice, I'm just like, fucking Brian.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Brian, but I grew to love Gags, like, way too much. Like,
honestly, Gags is probably, of all the characters that I've played on Die Party shows, Gags is probably my all-time favorite character. I love playing Gags. He was fantastic, I thought.
But, yeah.
You know. I love playing Nega Gags.
The whole Nega Gags thing.
Interactions. Yeah, no. Like, when you look back over the episodes, like, it's, you know, it may be a little bit out of sync at times, but there's so many brilliant moments.
I would say there's probably, like, multiple hours of solid stuff in there.
Yeah. I could easily go back and watch it.
I can't think of too many Die Party games where I can, like, honestly, we sit and play for like multiple hours in a row without breaking, because it's just like we're in character, we're making jokes, and they're just like, it just, every single one of them lands like perfectly. It's just like boom, boom, boom. Like,
yeah.
Oh god, it
was the number of times we actually forgot to go on break for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, we just played for a solid 3 hours, and then we're like, wait a minute, should we take a break at some point?
Yeah, I need to urinate. Like.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like almost never happens. Oh, fact that happened was fantastic.
Brian, let's get a shout out from you. And what was your like highlight moments for the show?
My highlight moments, I mean, just the whole sort of meme that Gag was immortal.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because...
So, okay, Wreckage, like, let me give you some...
so much to kill that thing, to kill that guy.
Yeah, Wreckage, let me give you a little bit. This thing started in the dungeon when we picked up a potion that said... it said, like, immortality or... No.
Invulnerability.
Invulnerability potion, right?
Yeah.
And we got it from, like, you know, a pretty reputable place in the dungeon. And we're fighting a fucking dragon. And Gags is just like, let me just drink this potion real quick. Glug, glug, glug. And Graham's like, okay, you take 10d20 worth of damage or some shit like that.
Okay, I need you to roll 8d6. And, he, you know, assuming it was healing, I say, you take how much poison damage? The whole thing was, once you guys took it out of the room, it spoiled.
Yeah.
It was...
remember, you drank in the room, and it was healing potions, which made you entirely convinced that it was.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And
that's the thing.
No, it was an actual potion that said invulnerability on it. It was a trap potion.
Oh my god. Run through. So that poison almost killed Gags.
Yep.
Gags got swallowed by a dragon and cut out of his stomach.
Yep.
And still survived.
The dark gnomes. The dark gnomes beat you.
Yeah, dark gnomes beat the shit out of him. I mean, like
the manticore.
Holy fuck! I forgot about that thing. Yeah, I fell down a hole. Fucking Gormong threw his weapon at me and pinned me to the side of a well. It ripped through my flesh, and I fell like 1,000 feet down into a pit. And killed a manticore by myself, might I add. But then, I passed so many.
Mate, I threw a fucking pyramid on that thing, all right?
Yeah. I couldn't believe how many times Gag should have died.
My favorite.
Great thing was when Gag's actually died, Dave came up with the thing to, like, I'm going to shove this crystal in his chest. And Graham was like, all right, you need to get an 11 or higher and it'll work. And I rolled a fucking 10. And that's how Gags died, finally. My bad rolls caught up to me, died.
That's right. I remember.
Of all the characters that I've played and all the Die Party shows that I've been on, Gags will always have a special place.
But the best part is like the entire game, you were moaning about not having magic. Like, guys, I need magic to be useful. Yeah. I need magic to do things. I don't think you were ever useful.
I couldn't do shit. There was that one time where I was like, where I had like
you had like a spell storm thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, spell storm, and I did it once, and it fucking wrecked shit. It fucked shit up.
Yeah, it did.
But I did
it
once.
You did it
in like 18 episodes. I cast like one fucking spell besides dancing lights.
The best meme to come out of Gags was your height was in constant fluctuation. Every time we mentioned his height, he would get an inch smaller from last time, to the point where he was a hand-sized fucking gnome that we could throw through a keyhole.
Oh my god.
Kind of a germ.
He was probably... That was one of the most fun characters I've ever played. He was fantastic.
He just fits
so perfect. It kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit when he died.
Yeah. It's really hard to come back from like a massive character death like that, but...
Yeah,
Grant was my second ever character. My first one was two dogs in Carrion Company.
Yeah,
and I understand that he's, you know, kind of an asshole, but he was I really enjoyed playing Grant. So
yeah, Grant was a great character.
I've only really had three characters, and the first one was just with a couple of friends, and it was very, you know, like a one night thing. So Grant's definitely my favorite character.
Yeah. Oh God, Gormong Gormung, I think my highlight for the entire game was when Grant destroyed every one of his personal belongings in the house fire.
It wasn't a fire, it was an explosion.
So, to put it in perspective, let me lay a little story here. He plants, was it like 50 alchemist fire traps in the house?
Sheriff carted in this like 2 pallets of alchemist fire disguised as bottles.
Boxes of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he trapped the house. And inevitably it blew up, and the only part of the house that was completely destroyed was Gormung's room, which had all of his personal belongings in it and all that shit. It was just like, that right there cemented the relationship between Gormung and Grant.
And, I love the relationship between Gormung and Grant.
And that has just been like a constant like back and forth like that I fucking appreciated so much. But like... There were just like times in the game like Gormung like surprisingly was just like super fucking resilient. I think the only time that he got overwhelmed, save for the final episode, obviously, was the Manticores. I think, yeah. I think that's the only time that he was overwhelmed, and he was like level fucking 4 back then.
Yeah, something? I do also have to say another one of my favorite moments was killing the girl.
Because you're an asshole.
Like. No, it was literally your guys' reaction to me killing the girl, and you're just like, what are you doing? It's a little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But Gormung for me was like, I've played, like, my favorite archetype to play in 5e is the half-orc fighter. They're literally unkillable to a certain degree because... You know, they get second wind, they get fucking action surge, and they get relentless endurance, which is just fucking broken. Like, you take them down to 1 hit point, and then they second wind and get like another fucking basic entire fighter out of it. Nah. Also, can I just say, every one of you rolled terribly on HP throughout the entire game.
Oh yeah, God, yeah. I
ended up with 104, and I think the second highest was like 60, maybe.
It was me with 61. Yeah.
Gags never got above 50. No, Gags got to 53 at the highest.
God,
Durimbor got to like 39, 40 or something.
Yeah, and Pudmi had. About 40 something.
Yeah, right? These are like fucking level 9, 10 characters, and they're running around with 38 HP.
Well, when I roll fucking all ones on my hit die when I level up, what can I do? You know?
Yeah, God, this game has just been fucking insane. And Wreckage, I wish you were able to be a part of it earlier, because much like how when you played in Atuve, right? This game was just like. It was just like fucking... Here's the thing that happened. Normally when we play a Die Party game and we like miss a couple of weeks or whatever, it takes a while to come back. This game has always just been like right back into it. Like you just...
Yeah.
Like I don't understand how it worked like that, but it was no problem to get back into it whatsoever. Like we're just like, what happened? Like, oh yeah, that happened. Then we're just back to like, hey, fuck you. Like, you know, it was just like straight away.
Well, and not to get all sappy about it, but I do think that like me and Sheepy and you, Dave, and Floof and Graham, we worked really well together as a group. And
yeah.
Like we're the type of people I think that if we were hanging out in real life, like we would be hanging out in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we get along, we all have the same kind of sense of humor, and we all kind of, almost unknowingly we took the show to where its inevitable conclusion went, you know.
Mm-hmm. And no one like took their characters seriously enough to be like take offense when, you know, you know, like taking the piss out of Gags was easy because you were laughing along with us, you know.
Well, it was funny.
Yeah. Like when Grant shit himself.
Yeah.
Fell down a well, shit himself in front of a fucking genie.
Blue genie. And I was like, you wouldn't hit a man who just shit himself, would you?
Yeah. What about you, Graham? Where's your top moments in this game? Like, where do you fit?
Well, as is the nature of the Dungeon Master, y'all's favorite moments have to be my favorite moments.
Yeah. But what is your tippy top? What is the number one?
Is it
the spritzers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
Oh, God, that was so good.
It was just the pinnacle.
Oh, it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
to listen to Graham talk up to describe people spritzing other men shirtless with water so they would glisten. They're called the Glisteners, right? They were the Glisteners.
The Glisteners Union. Yeah.
Okay, what
oh
was
my
your
God?
But Graham, what was your favorite NPC? It was it Naga Gags.
Favorite NPC?
Yeah.
I guess that was really the only one. I mean, I kind of liked. Yeah, I mean, I kind of liked the sheriff in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I guess Nega Gags, I'm not sure.
Fucking Nega Gags, man.
He's so soft! He smells so good!
Gags, no!
No!
That before was going into Mr. Khan's place.
Oh, yes.
Changing
through the Iron Wolf all around.
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked Khan as well, actually. He was he was pretty fun. Strangely incompetent.
God. Alright. Fucking hell. Wreckage, what was your favorite moment?
I don't fucking know anything about this show.
I did actually love seeing Wreckage come in and react to Grant in like the way he did, just his character basically being like, I'm not evil when you compare me to this dickhead.
Yeah, it's funny because like Dave and I are just both like, yeah, whatever, that's Grant, and Wreckage is like, what the fuck, how do you hang out with this guy?
Honestly, I think you missed a real beat by having the show end with killing Grant, because you're complicit in his evil.
I've also been him for like years in the game, so it's kind of like, well, it's evil you know versus evil you don't, right?
Yeah, they really held Grom back from doing much worse shit.
Apparently murdered a little girl.
I did.
Burned down multiple sections of cities. Tried to burn down an entire city.
Yes.
I don't think you could be much more evil.
Oh, no, he could have.
There was a lot
of opportunities for him to just be an abomination of a human being. Like, oh, God.
Like the stuff I did was the stuff.
I have a highlight for you, Graham. I honestly, the best thing you did in this game, in my opinion, was when you gave Grant his actual name.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. I've got to say, like, it was such a surprise to be faced with Grant's dad, and then the whole Yancey thing as well.
Oh, and, like, great.
And the amazing thing is he didn't tell me about it at all, so it was completely like off the bat.
You just had to roll with that shit. That was amazing.
Yeah. Oh man, that was brilliant.
Anyway, please come watch Elliot Knight on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then pirate character creation on Wednesday.
Yep. Yep. Someone's in here asking about Hollow Earth Expedition. Maybe. Maybe.
Hollow Earth Expedition will almost, like, I can say with certitude that the setting will
I really like that setting, but it'll probably be a different.
Will probably be done again. It'll be different players. It'll
probably be World of Darkness system.
It'll be a different system. I don't think it'll be World of Darkness, because World of Darkness is still a shitty system, even though we also play World of Darkness.
Yeah.
We'll probably use a good system from something else to bring back Hollow Earth Expedition someday. It'll like every time we ask what our every time we talk about what our next show is going to be. We quickly run through the list of, are we bringing this, or this back yet? And, you know, usually we have a reason to say no, and we do something new. But we'll probably, like, I don't know. Like, when we did the pirate game here, that's, like, the last thing we haven't done already.
Last bastion, yeah.
So, after that, like, our next new games will start, like, there'll be original content still, but this is, we're getting into the area where things might start getting
rebooted.
Maybe. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. Make sure you go check out all these cool motherfuckers. Graham's got his YouTube things. Brian's got his streamy things. And his podcast, Thingy Mabobs. And Sheepdog has his YouTube gaming channel, which is, you know, okay,
terrible.
I guess.
Terrible.
Terrible. And Dr. Wreckage is going to start streaming probably soon. Maybe.
Yeah.
You should just do it. You've moved. All your excuses are gone, motherfucker. Yeah. Just do it.
I have tons of excuses if we want to get into them, but we don't. So let's end the show.
But yeah, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed the final episode of Die Party Omen right here on this channel. If you did, make sure you comment on the YouTube video or whatever, saying how much you loved the game, what characters you loved, what scenes you loved, because honestly, this has been like a fucking blast. I put it right up there. I put it up there next to Void Barons in terms of fun that I had. Like, it's so good. So yeah, if you haven't already done so, consider following the channel, and if you're feeling real saucy, why not subscribe, get access to the cockpit and all the emoticons that come with it. In terms of what's going on, this Sunday we have, you know, Die Party Whiskers and Whiskey, and this weekend I will be doing some streaming because the lady is out, so I have more opportunity to entertain y'all. That's pretty much it, guys. I guess that's the final curtain has drawn. It's come to a close.
I love you all.
Yeah. I'm kind of nostalgic for this game already, and we haven't even ended it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for watching. Good night.
I'm waving.